Government Services and the Ad Council.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
President Bush's last State of the Union.
There is a concern about our economic future.
The economy and the war dominate.
This enemy will be defeated.
GOP primary day in Florida.
We need you to get out the vote.
Fed weighs more interest rate cutting.
Is it going to be a quarter point or is it going to be an aggressive half point move?
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Madam Speaker,
the President of the United States.
In his final State of the Union speech, President Bush addressed the issue Americans say is the most important right now.
Our economy is undergoing a period of uncertainty.
He urged his tax cuts to be made permanent, called on Congress to move fast to approve the $150 billion economic stimulus package.
This is a good agreement that will keep our economy growing and our people working, and this Congress must pass it as soon as possible.
CBS's Mark Noller says Mr. Bush also asked for more patience on the war.
The president spent more time on Iraq than any other subject. He said the surge of U.S. troops he ordered last January had achieved results few could have imagined at the time.
A year later, high-profile terrorist attacks are down, civilian deaths are down, sectarian killings are down.
He called on Congress to continue the fight by providing full funding for U.S. troops to sustain and build on the gains that he said have been made.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The president's speech, 52 minutes long, was interrupted 70 times by applause. You could tell which proposals are likely to pass easily if the standing ovation included both Republicans and majority Democrats. For instance, cutting the number of earmarked special interest projects per one district hidden in bigger bills. Many other ideas were applauded only by Republicans, not by Democrats.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Democrats made clear they weren't buying the president's upbeat Iraq assessment and think he's out of touch on domestic issues, too. Their official response from Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius stressed bipartisanship, but she spoke of issues in which Democrats and the president disagree, such as expanding health insurance coverage for poor children.
We know that caring for our children so they have a healthy and better start in life is what grown-ups do.
A refrain to President Bush, let's get together and get to work.
This is Howard Arenstein. People can be tough on a president's State of the Union.
Every other word was terror.
My favorite part was when he said goodnight.
In less than a year now, he will say so long. And political analyst Larry Sabato says it was the beginning of the long goodbye.
It was an average speech, probably appropriate to a president in the final year of his term. And indeed, there were no major surprises. He clearly wanted to avoid being tagged a lame duck.
Picture of the night at the State of the Union, Democratic presidential rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, about a foot apart, not acknowledging each other. It's winner take all, 57 delegates on the line in Florida in today's Republican primary, a crucial one for Rudy Giuliani, a key test for John McCain and Mitt Romney. CBS's Peter Mayer begins our team coverage live in St. Petersburg.
Steve, this Florida GOP campaign has simmered right into this crucial election day as Mitt Romney and John McCain trade intensely personal charges. McCain calls Romney a flip-flopper.
He's consistently taken both sides of any major issue.
And Romney accuses McCain of leaning liberal.
I do recall a story that he was thinking about being John Kerry's running mate. He gave that some thought.
Every poll shows a very tight McCain-Romney race. That could spell big trouble for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. A poor showing here could force him out, and he already hints that he'll face a big decision tomorrow. For the Democrats, a party squabble over the primary date makes Florida a popularity contest with no delegates at stake. But for Republicans, the turnout push will continue until the polls close.
I'm Peter King.
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I'm here in Orlando calling as a volunteer on behalf of Governor Mitt Romney.
Karen Smoos has been working the phones for some 7 months now. She'll be making calls until the polls close.
I'm energized. I'm excited.
You haven't lost your voice?
Nope, haven't lost my voice. We're going full steam ahead.
No telling how many calls she's made to fellow Republicans, but Karen says she's sensitive to those who may be over it by now.
Because in Iowa, when we had it for 6 months, we hated those calls as well.
As for being in the thick of a close race,
I really believe that you can make a difference.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Barack Obama, President Bush, and President Clinton will all visit Colorado this week. Obama set to hold a public rally tomorrow. State Senator Peter Groff.
If people want to reserve seats, and they are going very quickly, they can go to
colorado.barackobama.com and reserve their seats there. It's free of charge. And
the rally will be on the DU campus at Magnus Arena. Doors open at 8:30. The rally starts at 10. Bill Clinton will hold a rally for his wife tomorrow night on the DU campus, same place, with the doors opening at 9 p.m. President Bush will be in Denver Thursday to attend a private fundraiser for Senate candidate Bob Schaefer. Denver PD warning of a police impersonator who's been robbing victims. DPD's Sonny Jackson says it's happened at least twice.
In this situation, this individual has pulled over two people, possibly two cars that we know of, and posed as a police officer, and in one case handcuffed an individual while he robbed them and took their money and other items out of their vehicle.
The latest robbery took place yesterday in the 3500 block of Colorado Boulevard. The suspect was driving an unmarked car and wore a shirt with the words police written on the front. If you suspect that you're being stopped by an impersonator, you can drive to a local police station or call police on your cell phone and ask for a photo ID. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a good way to start out this morning's commute. There's a multi-vehicle accident eastbound 6th Avenue, this just east of Sheridan, blocking up a couple lanes of traffic, so speeds are going to be in the single digits as you're heading out of Lakewood. The rest of the Denver highways are looking all right. Southbound I-25 moving along smoothly as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. It's going to be windy along the foothills. Traffic is light right now, so C-470. Cruising along, pretty good clip. It's also excellent on 285 as you're coming in. It is going to be closed over
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A race car driver, which is, you know, kind of a weird thing. It's kind of an interesting, very compelling combination of careers. And we hung out with them, and Mary and I stayed up for the whole 24 hours of the thing, all the way through. For those of you, I mean, even the few of you out there, maybe two of you, who listen to this radio station, who might follow this, I got to tell you that all the bizarre and weird drama and all of the tension and everything else seems to happen between 1 and about 4 o'clock in the morning. So both of us, Mary and I, are exhausted. And I just, you know, I could go on and on about all the stuff we saw and all the things. And it wasn't like we were sitting in the stands. We were in the pits and walking down pit row where all the cars are being worked on, where they pull in for the pit stops and all of that stuff. And the cars make all this terrific racket, which just does nothing more than feed my insatiable appetite for the internal combustion engine, which is, I know a lot of you think is terrible. However, a lot of the folks that I did talk to there were making the point that they believe that alternative energy in doing this is right around the corner and that people are working on it, even as we speak. But it was just an amazing, amazing time. Really an amazing time. Can't get over it. John's sick of hearing it, as a matter of fact, even though I brought him a Daytona cap.
Nah, I got a cool lid out of it.
Yeah, but you're sick of hearing me talk about it, right?
No, I think it's cool, man. I totally understand what you're talking about when you have just, you go to one of those things where you just can't get it out of your head for days and weeks and sometimes even months. I mean, It happens to me a lot.
I saw the most bizarre stuff. Mary and I saw the most bizarre stuff. It's just unbelievable. Including this little story. About 3 o'clock in the morning, it's damp cold in Florida. We're freezing. I mean, my teeth were chattering. We're so cold. And we were sitting in this little area taking a break, and this little guy wanders up, and he's got a Ferrari suit on. And in broken, I mean very broken English, he asked me if I knew where to get a Red Bull. Of course, I could have been like the other people on the radio stations here and started screaming at him about speak English only, and if you don't speak English, I won't help you out. But I told him, I said, well, I'll go to the racing group tent and I'll get you a Red Bull, or how about some coffee? And he said, oh, coffee. You know, that, his eyes lit up. So I took him to get some coffee. And here we are, and we're trying to talk to each other, and he can understand very little English. He tells me it's his first time in the United States and in Daytona, because Ferrari had a car in the competition. He's from Maranello, Italy. And we're going back and forth. It was just weird. This is happening like at 3 o'clock in the morning. We are having this conversation. I thought, what in the world? But, you know, it never hurts to be nice to people who are from other countries, because they take that information back, and then they tell other people, oh, I met these people in America, and they were really nice. All right, anyway, I could go on and on about that. I'm going to tell you right now. At 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, I did not see George W. Bush's speech of the Union, or State of the Union speech. I didn't see it for a couple of reasons. One, because Mary and I, by the time we got back, we were exhausted from having stayed up to what amounted to a day and a half. Number two, I couldn't in any way, shape, or form sit through this guy's speech. Now, I tried very, very hard to make this show somewhat level. I don't think people who are conservative are bad people. As a matter of fact, two of the people we went to Daytona with are conservative. And we good-naturedly jab back and forth about things. But we love them very much. And I don't think that the average rank-and-file person out there with conservative values should be considered to be an evil person. I've said that on the air here before about this. Now, you get into the hierarchy, and that's something else. And you've got some of that, too, in the Democratic Party. I mean, to this day, you're not going to convince me in any way, shape, or form. Even though I don't support one of these guys, you're not going to be able to convince me in any way, shape, or form that Dennis Kucinich or John Edwards got a fair shake from the media. They never got the attention that Clinton and Obama have gotten. And we've been over this over and over again, and I've explained the story about how the media will follow the hot story because that's what they think people want to hear and that's what they think people want to know. But when it comes to democracy and it comes to campaigning, I think it's a whole different situation. I think it's a whole different story. And I think the voters, you and I, the public, we ought to be able to hear what everybody has to say. On the Republican side, same things happened to Ron Paul. We hope to have Ron Paul on the show here in the next couple of days. But the same things happened to him. I mean, he's virtually really been ignored. And he keeps raising all this phenomenal amount of money on the Internet. And there are people out there who think he's great. And I think he makes some really good points. I don't agree with everything he says. The other thing is, which I found to be really shocking, is being in Florida and talking to all kinds of people, and a lot of these people not affiliated with the event that was going on. These are cops that are off duty and doing extra time, people who were just, there for all kinds of reasons, support reasons, everyday reasons. Not one of them, and a lot of them I talked to were admitted conservatives, said to me that they would never in a million years, ever vote for George W. Bush again under any circumstances, even though they realize he's not running. And they said that they think that they're never going to vote GOP again. They're so mad. And every one of them brought up the name Barack Obama. Every one of them said that they found him to be compelling and interesting and honest and positive. Now, I know there are people who listen to this station who support Edwards, because I support Edwards, although I don't think Edwards is now going to make it. So I got to switch allegiance, and I'll probably switch it to Obama. I am going to switch it to Obama. I know there are people out there who like Barack Obama. I know there are those of you out there. And I know there are those of you out there who like Hillary Clinton and have even sent me emails and claimed that I never gave Hillary Clinton, that I'm not giving Hillary Clinton a fair shake. But it's a primary season. I'm not a news journalist, and I'm just expressing an opinion, and you're free to call up and say, well, look, I just disagree with what you're saying. I mean, that's what it's all about. And there's no retribution for that. I mean, if you think she's the one to do it, you should say she's the one to do it. But back to Bush and the State of the Union speech. We were too tired to watch it. And you want to know something else? I didn't want to watch it. Now, I know it's my job. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to watch the State of the Union. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit through and listen to this guy talk. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it. So what you're going to have to do here throughout the morning is you're going to have to call me at 303-713-7600 and give me your impressions and fill me in on what I missed. Because, as I said, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sit through it. I couldn't sit through it. You know, and I know Stephen Highlands Ranch is probably out there listening, who is a conservative. He calls the station all the time. Great guy. We don't agree on everything. As a matter of fact, we don't agree on much, but I really like him as a human being. I hate to say this, but if there's anybody out there who believes anything this administration says or anything the GOP says, then they really got to take a critical look at themselves. Let me point out an example of what I'm talking about here. Go to the Denver Post, thedenverpost.com. Listen to this. State of the Union hits State of Colorado. Okay? Now, I want the usual talking heads in this town who are on the other two radio stations, I want them to explain this to me, how this works. Let me read a little bit of this article. Energy, immigration, home foreclosures, and other issues affecting Colorado played important roles in President Bush's final State of the Union address. Bush called for additional investment in energy research, including studies on battery technology and renewable fuels. The National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden is involved in research on fuels made from plant material. We are very poised to be a leader in the nation in renewables, said Representative Marilyn Musgrave, a Fort Morgan Republican. Said about our congressional district, it will be a future for agriculture that I believe will be very bright. Now, you call me and correct me on this. Wasn't it George W. Bush and Marilyn Musgrave and the Republican Party that wanted to cut the funding for the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden? And wasn't it Mark Udall, Ken Salazar, and other Democrats, Diana DeGette, who stepped in to get the funding restored on this baby? And here is Marilyn Musgrave sitting here telling us about how we're poised for the future, when I'll bet you Marilyn, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'd really like to look it up. I'll bet you Marilyn Musgrave voted and supported the president's position to cut the money on that research and development. I would bet you dollars. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to get, and we're going to have Ed Perlmutter on later this morning. I would love, and I'm going to ask Ed Perlmutter, and I want to get Congressman Mark Udall on here because I'm going to ask him too. I'd love to ask them about this hypocrisy, about this absolute, and I can't use the word on the air, okay? And this enrages me. I mean, I don't want to get on here at 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, and start ranting like a madman. But this kind of stuff just absolutely drives me insane, and it's what's wrong with politics in this country in this day and age, okay? That these folks give these quotes to the Denver Post, and the Denver Post doesn't have the ability to say to Marilyn Musgrave and the GOP, didn't you try to cut the funding to this? They can't ask the question. It's disgusting. I mean, it's absolutely frickin' disgusting. What? Hello over there at the Denver Post. Hello? Are you awake? Do you know how to cover politics in this state? I guess not. Maybe we should start showing up at the events, John, you and I, and asking these questions. We'll probably get thrown out, but at least we should do it.
It'd be fun.
Oh, you think I'm wrong about this? Don't
no,
you remember
not
we
at
did
all.
This story about this? Didn't we do
yep.
something about this?
Yep.
Now all of a sudden these guys are all, like, hyped up on this deal? I want Marilyn Musgrave to come on this show, and I want her to talk about her role in this.
I'll put it in request today.
No, tell her. We're interested in her, how she can get on, how she can go to the Denver Post and make that comment when her party and the leader of her party tried to slash the funding on it.
Right.
Okay? And what is Bob Schieffer, what does Boob down there have to say about all this? He's quiet. He's just raking in the money. Takes no public positions. All right, you know what? I can't lose my temper here, but I can't help it. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Mr. Turk.
Well, it's good to have you back, Jay. Traffic out there. Stop and go. Eastbound 6th Avenue starting at Wadsworth. A multi-vehicle crash just east of Sheridan causing this mess. Speeds in the teens. Look out. The left lane is blocked as you approach Sheridan. Also getting reports of an accident southbound I-25 at Happy Canyon Road. In the high country, US 6 Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather. During the closure, hazmat vehicles will use the Eisenhower Tunnel at the top of each hour, at which time traffic will be temporarily stopped. Highway 285 closed between Fairplay and Kenosha Pass. St. Bertha Pass also closed in both directions. Chain lock in effect for semis both directions of I-70 over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's for
this just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent Aaron E. Sherrance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. It's putting people into a deep sleep because they've wasted so much time on auto insurance.
How does time-wasting auto insurance do it, Special Agent?
It makes people spend hours on hold or makes them wait days for its office to open just to answer a simple question, change an address, or get an extra copy of an insurance card.
Is everyone affected?
Not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week. They're just fine.
That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
How will this battle end?
Fortunately, we've turned the tide. Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. That's right. Esurance. Take that.
Stop time-wasting auto insurance from putting you to sleep.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
It's nice to have you here this morning. Good to be able to get on the air and talk about Rocky's Autos, too, after seeing all these automobiles. Including, like, I think this car costs over $1 million. Somebody had a Bugatti Veyron there, was driving that around. Can you imagine if you came to your car and you had a car that cost over $1 million and some guy had put a door dent in it? Would you call the dent doctor? I'd totally come unglued. But look, things are getting tough out there. We know this. And now's the time that you better be doing some smart shopping, which means that you better look around. And one of the places to look, if you need a vehicle, particularly if you want a gas zipper, if you want something that gives you economy, if you want all-wheel, front-wheel, four-wheel, and you've heard me talk about this a lot, is Rocky's Autos. Now, why go to Rocky's? First of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles. Second of all, they take trade-ins. All these cars are certified, and they're all winterized and ready to go. The other thing is you can get incredible deals there, because when you start thinking about this. When you buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. At Rockies, they allow somebody else to pick up that depreciation, and you get the savings. Various ways to finance, and great people out there like Marvin and Tom Elshear and all the folks at Rockies. They're open tonight until 8, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Check them out on the Internet. It's at RockiesAutos.com. But when the going gets tough, Rockies gets going. So, if you need an affordable vehicle, or you want something that'll just save gas mileage, get out to Rockies, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875% regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-5463. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463.
Wages are up, but so are prices for food and gas.
Yeah, actually, if you calculate it, I believe wages are down. I believe that if you're in the middle class or the lower middle class and even the working poor, we're losing ground. We're not gaining ground. So there you go, George W. Bush, failure to tell the truth right there. And it's 626, 26 minutes after 6. Once again, I didn't see the State of the Union address, which is a sin for a talk show host to get on the air and say that. Most of them listen to the sound clips and then dummy it on the air and claim that they watched it. But I was too tired. Mary and I were too tired after Daytona. We did not see it. So call me at 303-713-7600. Give me the highs and lows of the speech. We'll run clips. We've got experts coming on to talk about it. And I hate all politics all the time, but I got to tell you, I'm just cranked up this morning about the situation that this country's in and about the economy and about these things that are going on. I mean, I know we will emerge the other side of the tunnel better off with a brighter future. I know that's coming, but being stuck in it right now and looking at all this stuff, I mean, it just drives you nuts. And I got three open lines. So unless all of you are dead or this is Monday morning or something's happened, where's your reaction to this? Because we're talking about stuff that hits you directly in the wallet. We're talking about stuff that hits you in the purse. We're talking about stuff that hits you at home. It hits you. It hits your kids. I mean, this is not some esoteric, theoretical coffee table discussion. This is about you and me trying to make it every single day and get through with what I think, and you're conservative, I'm sorry if this offends you, what I think is one of the worst leadership, the worst leadership that I have ever seen in my entire lifetime, and I'm now 55 years old. I mean, this guy beats Nixon. This guy beats anybody you can think of. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, welcome back. We missed you. We enjoyed Mario and but we really missed you. Glad to have you back, sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I think we're at a very unique moment in time right now, Jay. I think in the last 3 days, including last night, we've seen what I call the agony and the ecstasy. Last night, it was agony. I watched, like, the first 2 minutes. I couldn't watch anymore. That man represents the last gasp of the morally bankrupt, the spiritually empty, the power monger, that expresses itself through the dominance of the Republican Party. In counterpoise to him, on Saturday night, we had Barack Obama's victory speech.
Right.
Which was just, I mean, I got 8 years on you, okay? Felt like I was watching JFK again. It just blew me away. Yesterday, then, to sort of put the icing on the cake with Caroline Kennedy and Ted Kennedy, I mean, David Brooks this morning in the New York Times says this is a generational shift. You know, we do have the race issue. We do have gender. We the peace problems, but I'm here to tell you a new hope is being born. And, you know, I haven't done this in years. I'm going to actively campaign for Barack Obama, and we're going to make this happen. The youth of America are going to shift this picture.
Well, I was going to bring this up. I was going to ask people this, too. I saw some of that South Carolina coverage, not much of it, because while that was going on, of course, the race was going on, and I was there, so I was kind of like in this isolated cocoon and didn't see what was going on. But I did have my iPhone, so I could see news updates. Do you think Barack Obama is the new John F. Kennedy?
I really do. I just haven't had this feeling in a long time. And I called Aaron yesterday, and I said, you know, I want to experience one thing, and that's on his inauguration speech, he uses the words, torch has been passed to a new generation. Now, people, I heard criticism just yesterday on talk radio and on the Internet that, well, you know, he's motivating, he's sincere, he's real, but where's the substance? And I think to myself, how lazy do people have to be? You go on his website, you download his position papers, and you read them.
Yeah. You know what? Your answer right there is the answer I've started giving people, too. Okay?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? I'm not doing your homework for you. I mean, absolutely. Go look it up and figure it out yourself.
Yeah, I mean, he's laid out these programs, and, you know, he's got so much time in a one-hour speech or a half-hour speech, and, of course, the debate format is ludicrous. You know, they try to compress these people into 30-second sound bites. But, you know, if you're a responsible citizen and you care about this country and you want to shift these situations with health care and wages and, you know, the decimation of unions and so on, then get off your half moons and, you know, get on the Internet or whatever and read the positions and make decisions.
I agree. David, thanks, man. Inspiring call.
Hey, thank you, Jay. It's glad to have you back, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. He's right. Get off your half moons. Don't suck free energy off the radio. I'm relying on you to give me the highs and lows and tell me what you think about the State of the Union speech last night, because I didn't see it, and also because even if I did have the time to see it, and I was too exhausted, but even if I did have the time to see it, you want to know something? I don't think I can sit through it. I don't think I can sit through listening to this guy anymore about anything. And if that makes me lazy, illiterate, dumb, intellectually shallow, closed-minded, stupid, whatever, a whiner, a complainer, whatever thing you want to, whatever label you want to put on me, then fine, I'll take it all. I'll wear it all. I'm proud of it. I can't sit through another word this man. I mean, we got a year left now. Okay, this is like was his last State of the Union speech. Oh, Lord, oh, God, if there's a God, please make this year go quickly and make this man exit from office and make him go away and everybody else associated with him. All right, more of your calls coming up, 303-713-7600, 632, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John's got traffic.
Still working that multi-vehicle crash on eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Left lane blocked, and you're going to see delays starting back at Wadsworth. South of the Tech Center, a single car accident on northbound I-25 near Happy Canyon Road. Off the highways, an injury accident, 35th and Colorado Boulevard. In the high country, I-70, slick and snow-covered from Idaho Springs to west of Vail. Ground snow is also blowing across the highway through that stretch, which is reducing visibility. Berthoud, Loveland, and Kenosha passes are closed. Change required over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, look for high winds throughout the day. Partly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s along the Front Range in the plains. Right now it's 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Soopers, you can get 4x6 prints.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Family is living without health insurance.
Don't take this chance. The gamble can be too big. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company can find health insurance to help fit your individual needs at a price that can save you money. Just call 1-800-900-3381 for more information. Don't wait. Call 1-800-900-3381.
That's 1-800-900-3381.
634, 34 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin back with you, and it's nice to be able to hook up with you again. Homeowners, the mortgage store, is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine their 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Six-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Consolidate your bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR is not going to last long, so don't wait. Call 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 303-423-7171. Hey, don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. They're open until 8 every single night. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
That means if you don't act by Friday, our ability to track terrorist threats would be weakened and our citizens will be in greater danger. Congress must ensure the flow of vital intelligence is not disrupted.
People are strange.
Yeah, really. They're strange when they're like George W. Bush. What we got to do here is the uninterrupted flow of information. In other words, give my buddies in the telecom industry a break for putting their ear into your phone and picking up everything you say. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 1984, and George Well is right, and we're all Winston Smith. I know I sound like really extreme, and I don't mean to sound extreme, but I feel extreme. 6:37, 37 minutes after 6 here on AM 760. Jay Marvin pulling no punches at your palace of public opinion. 303-713-7600. Open lines, because I know it's tough to get going here this early in the morning. But if you saw the speech, tell me what you saw, because I didn't see it, and I want to know. Here's Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing all right.
Well, good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I can. I'm with you. I can watch George Bush only so far, and then he starts slipping in the lies and the horse doo doo. And I mean, like for instance, wages are up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, his speech is peppered with lies, and it reaches this critical mass for me, and I just start swearing and pacing. And my wife can endure; she stays and watches the rest of it. I don't know where she gets that kind of objectivity.
Well, just look at it this way. Okay, let's say, all right, most people in business, most people who work for somebody else, they might get maybe a 3% to a 4% raise, but then you add that to the cost of how things are rising, and you're either going to break even or lose ground. So what world are these politicians? What world are they living in here?
Oh, God. It just, whatever. I'm so glad it's the last. I'm so glad it's the last. He's just, anyway, I'm fed up. I'm the precinct captain for Barack Obama up here in Conifer, and a big supporter of the guy. He's a great orator. He's got great ideas. He happens to have a vision that is not, illegal. And, I mean, he's not a criminal, doesn't seem to be going to be a criminal in the near future. Can I just plug, we're having an Obama gathering up here in Conifer, and I just, a pre-caucus gathering.
Yeah, go ahead, plug it, man.
Plug it? All right, for all you folks in the Conifer area, we're having a pre-caucus gathering at Raven's Restaurant Friday night, this Friday, February 1, at about 6:30. Just come have a beer, meet other Obama supporters. That'd be fabulous. And, Jay, I hope you get on board with Obama. He's the guy.
Well, I'm going to have to get on board with Obama because Edwards isn't going to make it. So I'm going to get on board with Obama and...
Only because Hillary, bless her heart, if she's the last one standing, I'll vote for her, of course, but I think she'll just galvanize the Republicans.
Yeah, I think she's going to be hard to get, into office. So,
yeah.
Hey, man, call up and plug that Obama stuff as much as you want.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
See you, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
Let's go to David in Longmont. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you back, Jay.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, it's just been such an amazing 3 days for you and for us because my brother's been to Daytona Bike Week and stuff down there, and it's spectacular.
Well,
I mean,
incomparable. You know, it wasn't – I mean, how do you explain to somebody just all the surreal stuff you saw? And most of the stuff that – the surreal stuff that I saw went on between like 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
When
yeah.
you know when the Speed Network doesn't cover it, and it was all this behind the scenes
exactly.
stuff that goes on that would just blow people's minds. Like I give you a little example, the J-Lo car, which is of course a Porsche 911, but it's a Porsche 911, but it's a GT Cup car. The car was overheating, so they. It comes into the pits, and they figure that it must be coming out of the exhaust somewhere. So they just right there, okay, bash a hole in part of the exhaust. You know, I mean, that's it. They just bash a hole, and bang, off the thing goes again. I mean, I saw guys taking apart gearboxes and transmissions and fixing them in like 20 minutes, where if you took your car to a car place, right, it takes them like all day. Well, pick it up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. These guys are doing it in like 20 minutes, man.
See, this is where it is good to almost do anything as long as it's legal to win. Whereas what the Clintons have been doing and what George Bush has been doing for the last 8 years, we can see what results have come of all this over this weekend. It's like this weekend has been a wonderful catalyst up to yesterday and with Saturday night's speech and South Carolina and all this, there's a momentum building, and I'm actually starting to think that maybe Barack Obama could get nominated.
Do you think he's I guess this is a kind of a weird question depending on your age, but do you think he's the new John Kennedy?
No, I think it's because John Kennedy was, past all the Camelot and past all that. I mean, he was kind of a he was a militant Democrat. This guy wants to work with the Republicans.
I don't know. The things I've read about him and what I remember about him is I don't see him as being that militant. In fact, I mean, what you really got to look at is you got to look at the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right,
I mean, that was an example of where he wasn't extreme. I mean, he wasn't extreme in other areas. But you know, the one thing that he did, which Barack Obama does, I think. And even if people are listening out there who are conservative, I mean, they have to concede this. They have to concede this point about him. That where John F. Kennedy gives that whole speech, you know, his whole inaugural address, and everybody's galvanized. And they're like, yeah, we can do. And yeah, we can make things happen. Barack Obama is doing exactly the same thing.
It's we, not I.
Exactly. It's
like
we can do.
Hill Dog says I.
Yeah.
You know, we, you know, it's like... And with Barack Obama, it's like you want to Republicans are actually saying, well, we're just kind of mesmerized, and there's certainly a part of the Republican Party that's waiting to run against this guy, but they're going to find that there are a lot of their group that's going to go over to the other side because this guy does represent something new for. And I'm 53 this year, Jay. I'm not that far off from where you are, and I'm impressed.
Yeah, and I think that more, I would love to have a Hillary Clinton supporter call up because I'd like to ask this question. Is she too galvanizing to get the nomination? In other words, if Barack gets it, you'll get a percentage of defectors.
Yeah.
You'll get swing vote, you get all of that. And maybe, depending on who runs in the Republican Party, and it's probably going to be John McCain, but maybe the hardcore evangelical right of the Republican Party is not happy with that, so they stay home. I guess what I'm asking here is, if Hillary runs, then all of a sudden all of that goes away, and then what ends up happening is they get really energized because they hate her.
Exactly.
And more people show up. Okay, so it gets rougher, I guess, is the question I'm asking. Who would be easier to get into the White House, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton?
Barack Obama, because there's such an excitement right now. And I'll tell you one thing, Jay. If it's Hillary, I'm staying home.
No, not
my
me.
Vote
no,
is a,
no,
my
not
vote
me.
Is
that's
a
wrong. No, that's a wrong
well,
move.
I may be wrong.
No, you are wrong.
Minority.
Think about that. Here, wait a minute. Hold on. I want you to think about a couple of things. This is very important. You need to think about this. I've had passionate discussions with others about this. You need to think about this. Okay, think very carefully about your decision, and here's why. You may not like her, and I'm not particularly fond of her. Although, you know what? We both don't know her. She may be one of the nicest people in the world. We don't know. We've never met her. I mean, I've never sat down and talked to her one-on-one. I've seen her, but I haven't talked to her one-on-one, neither have you. But you're talking about the future of the judicial branch.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, that's one thing, which is gonna affect not only you, but it's also going to affect your kids and your kids' kids. Then you're also talking about the fate of federal agencies,
right,
which we have come to depend on to be able to keep us safe. We're talking about no leaded toys from China. We're talking about diversity and democracy in the media. We're talking about the airlines and the FAA. We're talking about the National Labor Relations Board. We're talking
right.
about all of these. Okay, if you stay home and the race is close and the GOP wins,
you're
then
right.
You screw yourself, and you're voting against your own self-interest.
You're right, Jay. You're right. I take it. I'm sorry. I take it back. I apologize to you. And
well, you don't have to apologize to me.
And the Democrats personally.
No.
But it's just that, you know, sometimes I feel like my vote is a gift. It's a gift to me, and it's a gift to somebody else. But I will vote. I'll hold my nose. I'll hold my nose and hold my breath and just close my eyes and vote for Hillary. But I'll tell you, the excitement won't be there. And
well,
the excitement won't be there in the country.
No, but it may not be there, but here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. Voting for Hillary Clinton, okay, she's not your preferred candidate, but if she's the last person standing, voting for her will get you closer to where you want to be than not voting at all. Because always remember this. We live in a society of compromises, and getting 80% of what you want is better than getting nothing of what you want.
You're right.
All right, David. Thanks, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for the call.
You got it.
Thanks for talking. Bye.
Yeah, you got it. Here's Cheryl in Golden, who is a Hillary supporter. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, talk to us about Hillary.
Well, the thing is, I'm in my 40s, and I've been watching Hillary since with her and Bill, and I remember where she was the one who was stating, I'm African-American, stating, you know, it takes a village. That's a very old African-American thought frame to raise children. She was the one who tried to do, you know, health care. And everybody is on the Barack Obama bandwagon. But for me, I'm like, what about women? I kind of think America has a guilt on a racial level that when they can find somebody that can back, it's almost like, okay, we'll go for him because we feel very bad about what happened in the past.
Yeah, but you know what, though? How about a lot of these folks who are out there, including a lot of people that I talked to, when I was in Daytona, who were not what you would call Trudeau. I mean, they were GOP. I mean, they voted for Bush twice, and they're attracted to this guy. And the things that they talk about and the things that they're saying doesn't have anything to do with race. What it has to do with is the fact that they're facing tough times. They see the country sliding into tough times. And here's a guy who's not playing politics as usual. And he's talking about we, and he's talking about the positive things about what can be done. And they're drawn to that.
And yes, he's a very gifted speaker. I don't doubt that. And she is talking about it too. You know, her speech about let's make green energy like the next moon launch, I found it very refreshing. I find them both have very refreshing ideas. But for me, I have to wonder, why does the GOP dislike her so much?
Well, I think in order to get a beat on that, you got to go back and look at all of the things that went on, not only with them and the way they play politics, but also what went on with the Clintons themselves. And I've often wondered what it is that they don't like about her, but I think it's infused in and wrapped in her husband. Because after all, remember this, Bill Clinton, okay, you could arguably state that he is one of the most successful Democratic presidents of all time. He's still got a huge popularity rating. And his popularity rating is bigger than George W. Bush's father, and bigger than Jimmy Carter, bigger than anybody else. And that rubs those folks the wrong way. It rubs them the wrong way. Plus, they've made a whole cottage industry out of building up hate against him and her both. But she's got some polarizing elements about her. Like, I disagree with you about the fact that she talks we. Every time I see her, she talks I. And the message she brings is the same one. I'm the most experienced. I'm ready to hit the ground running. I'm ready to carry the nation forward. Where Barack Obama's saying, we all have to carry the nation forward.
Well, you have a correct point on that matter. But I'm just saying, as a woman, we talk about the ceiling and the times, you know, and we forget, right now, I make 66% on every 100% compared to a man doing my comparable job.
Well, I agree. And that should be changed. I agree. That should
I mean,
be
the change is
yeah.
all around.
I agree, and I think everybody thinks that. I think a lot, if you're a rational thinking human being, you believe that, that it should be changed. But before I go to the traffic, what I'm going to hear from you is that you're going to cast your vote based on gender. And do you think that that's fair? And do you think that it would be the same thing as somebody who would say to you, well, I'm going to cast my vote based on race because I'm a white male, so therefore I have to vote for another white male?
Well, see, no, I'm not basing it on that. I'm basing it on the fact that I kind of disagree with Barack Obama that she's Washington establishment. You know, for me, being, it might be a gender thing, and I'll accept that. But men have led this country from the beginning. You know, I want to see a change. I want to see something different.
But we all want to see that. But what you're telling me is that your vote, and that your vote is going to revolve around a gender decision.
No, I've actually read the policies on both of them,
Similar. That you know what? That may be true, and it is true in some areas. But what I keep getting at, and I got to go to the traffic. But what I keep getting out of this conversation is a gender issue, and the gender issues that you bring up are extremely valid. But you know, you can't stake a vote on that any more than you would stake a vote on voting for somebody because they're a white male and you're a white male. Cheryl, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. 303-713-7600. Your reaction to the State of the Union last night. And the phones are relatively slow here this morning. So what does that mean? The majority of you skipped it? And also, the sub-question here. Is Barack Obama, if you're old enough to remember, and we'll talk to John Turk about this, is Barack Obama the new JFK? A lot of people are saying so. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Mr. Turk.
That accident cleared at Sheridan as you drive east on 6th Avenue, but we're still seeing slow speed starting at Wadsworth. Also seeing more headlights on westbound I-270 from 76 to 25, I-25 southbound coming out of North Glen and Thornton, as well as I-76 westbound between 74th and the interstate. South of the Metro, an accident on northbound I-25 at Happy Canyon Road. Off the highways, look out for an injury accident reported at Colorado Boulevard and 35th. In the high country, it's nasty. US 6 Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. During the closure, hazmat vehicles will use the Eisenhower Tunnel at the top of each hour, at which time traffic will be temporarily stopped. Highway 285 closed between Fairplay and Kenosha Pass due to blizzard conditions. Bertha Pass also closed in both directions. Chain laws in effect, semis both directions of I-70 over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds with sun and gusty winds.
Also looking for it to be pretty cold. High around 33 degrees. Right now it's 21 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialist, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs, they do it right the first time, which saves you time, money, and...
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the February 2nd Classical Mystery Tour, a tribute to the Beatles concert at Mackey Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Experience the sounds of the original orchestral parts that the Beatles and their producer George Martin used in the actual studio recordings. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID, and $10 to $75 for adults.
And sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Refinance.com is a licensed mortgage banker and equal housing lender.
This is a mortgage rate alert for homeowners from refinance.com. This month, the Federal Reserve moved to lower interest rates. This can mean big savings for homeowners looking to refinance their current mortgage to a secure fixed rate or federally insured FHA loan. Refinance.com is reporting that rates around 5.5% are the lowest in the past 12 months. Homeowners who have adjustable rate mortgages are advised to call now to see if they are eligible for these federally guaranteed mortgage programs. 1-800-900-2031. You can learn your new low rate for free. You can even be approved right over the phone and close in as little as 7 to 10 days. I repeat, this is a mortgage rate alert. Refinance.com is reporting rates as low as 5.5%. You are invited to call the experts at Refinance.com now to learn your new low rate for free. 1-800-900-2031. That's 1-800-900-2031. 1-800-900-2031.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
If you run a business, you know how hard it is to find new customers. But with Valpak, you can reach thousands of customers, 90% of whom look through the blue envelope for offers from companies like yours. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze this last call in 60 seconds, and then we'll continue this dialogue. 6:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 with J. Marvin. Cheap, efficient, and green. That's exactly what this radio show is. We recycle everything, including material. I use the same stuff every single day. Okay, over and over. All right, Merle, 60 seconds. Go, man.
Hello.
Pick it up, Merle. You got 60 seconds. Do it.
Okay. I was just calling to say that I've talked to you before, and I'm the railroad buddy from way back. But anyway, I agree with what you say. I don't care to hear anything George Bush has to say. To me, he's lied about a great many things, and you had your program about 925 lies against us in Iraq. And you said this morning you talked about cutting the funding for the National Renewable Energy Research Laboratory and all that, and I certainly agree with you on all that.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. Thank you, Merle. Appreciate it, buddy. Stay warm.
Okay.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ed Perlmutter and Ken Salazar coming up in the next hour.
Wow.
What's new,
Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance. Not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Com.
3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in St. Petersburg, Florida. Voting is underway in the big prize Republican primary. 57 winner-take-all delegates are on the line. The polls call it a two-man race. John McCain and Mitt Romney locked in a tight battle. McCain's take on Romney?
He is consistently flip-flopped on every issue.
Romney is rallying his supporters.
Somehow, we got our message out that we wanted to see change in Washington and that we're the right team to do it.
Rudy Giuliani's bet it all on Florida strategy appears to be in trouble, but publicly at least he's still upbeat.
We've got the votes. We're going to win. We're going to win Florida.
For the Democrats, a party squabble over the primary date means no delegates are at stake, but Obama, Clinton, and Edwards loyalists are heading to the polls. I'm Peter Mayer, live in St. Petersburg, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
The economy is supposed to be running on fumes, but a new report from the government shows that orders for big-ticket durable goods jumped more than 5% in December. In his State of the Union address last night, President Bush called on Congress to take fast action on his economic stimulus plan.
In the long run, Americans can be confident about our economic growth. But in the short run, we can all see that that growth is slowing.
Drinkers who watched the speech in a Decatur, Georgia bar gave the president mixed reviews.
I did like the goals that he articulated.
I want to call it like an air of defeat, but he's definitely a little more subdued than he has been in the past.
It was the same speech I've seen him give for the past 7 years.
A report to Congress says the Food and Drug Administration has fewer inspectors and more food, drugs, and medical devices than ever to check up on. That worries FDA Science Board member Garrett Fitzgerald.
If we don't move to address in radical fashion the needs of the agency, nobody should be surprised if the levees burst.
19 deaths that could have been prevented. CBS's Karen Regal is live with that.
The deaths happened at an Illinois Veterans Affairs hospital. A VA spokesman says subpar care may be to blame. A report found that the Marion, Illinois hospital tried surgery beyond its level of expertise, that it was understaffed, and that its managers were slow responding to problems. Federal reports have found fault with five doctors. Surgery, no longer being done there. Frank?
Breaking news from Mexico City. Mexican authorities have issued an arrest warrant for Cesar Lorien, the North Carolina Marine, wanted in connection with the murder of pregnant Marine Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach. Parts of the Pacific Northwest are digging out after a winter storm that left more than 2 feet of snow on the ground in some places. A system from California met up with another from Alaska and stalled. Southern China's worst winter storm in decades has killed 50 people. 25 died when a bus plunged off an icy road. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 9 points. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. A devastating house fire in Colorado Springs. One child is dead, four others critically injured. Colorado Springs Police Lieutenant Skip Arms.
The two children that were airlifted to Denver are both critical. The five-year-old boy here in Colorado Springs is in guarded condition, and the nine-year-old boy here in the Springs is in critical condition.
The 25-year-old mother of the children, Maria Joseph, was found a block away from her home. She could be charged with homicide. Three snowmobilers have been reported missing in Summit County. They disappeared about 20 miles north of Silverthorne in the Spring Creek area. A busy political week in Colorado. Tomorrow, Barack Obama will hold a rally at DU.
We would encourage folks to take the light rail, and it stops right there at the University in Bucktail, and it's a very short walk over to the Magnus Arena.
Senator Peter Groff says doors open at 8:30. The public rally starts at 10. Tomorrow night, Bill Clinton will hold a rally for his wife at the same location on the DU campus. Doors open at 9 o'clock. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Slow speeds as you're heading north on I-25 out of Castle Rock. That's due to a crash after Happy Canyon. Another crowded ride is northbound 225, that after the Parker Curve towards Mississippi. Southbound I-25 starting to load up from 104th to 84th. We're seeing speeds drop into the 30-mile-an-hour range as you're traveling eastbound on C-470 after Santa Fe up towards Broadway. On the other hand, things are looking a little better on 6 as you're traveling east following an earlier wreck at Sheridan. Winter driving conditions in the high country on I-70 between Idaho Springs and Vail. Strong winds are blowing some ground snow across the highway. That's reducing visibility in spots. It's going to be icy and snow covered as well. Off the highways, they've cleared up an accident, 8th and Spear. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Soopers, you can get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your SuperCard. Get your prints made at King Soopers. And save.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
I don't know what it is that you need.
There's so much hate and anger out there.
You need to, you know, hit your dashboard with your head.
I had to pull the car over and stop for a minute.
You might get kind of passionate here.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Punches at your Palace of Public Opinion. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 707, 7 minutes after 7. And thank you to Mario, and thank you to Aaron for sitting in for me, and it's good to be back. We were talking about a couple of things. Your reaction to the State of the Union speech, because I didn't see it last night. Got back too tired after being at the 24 Hours of Daytona and staying up for a day and a half. And number two, I can't sit through anything he has to say. I know if you're conservative, I know that makes you mad, but I can't help it. I can't sit through anything more that Bush has to say. I just can't do it. And also, is Obama the new JFK? Now, I don't know if that works. Now, it might work for Obama because it might appeal to older women, which he needs that vote very, very badly. And I know we're talking all politics here this morning, which is something else that I try not to do all the time. But he needs that vote very, very badly. So does the Kennedys lining up behind Obama start that whole Camelot thing? And I wanted to ask John Turk real quickly here because, this whole Kennedy thing, I mean, it may not mean anything. It may not mean anything to people John's age who, John wasn't alive when John Kennedy was in office. So John Kennedy's, like, what you know of him is off TV and out of a history book. But what about this? I mean, does it make any difference to you, or is it just like, and if you say it doesn't, John, it's okay. I mean, does it make any difference to you, or do you look at it as just being like, okay, fine, but it doesn't have much impact because what I know of John Kennedy comes through mediated sources, and I wasn't alive.
And I'm going to say, yeah, I mean, a lot of it comes through what I know through the history books I had in high school and you know, the movie JFK, and most of the things we know is they were centered around his assassination, not around his politics and what he actually did and what he stood for.
So, maybe
to my generation, the Obama being compared to Kennedy doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Okay, but it might work with your mother and father, though.
Right, exactly.
Because they would remember.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I talk about this thing with Stacey? Can we talk about this on the air?
Sure.
Okay, John's wife, Stacey. John is a registered independent, so he can't caucus. Stacey is a registered Republican.
Yeah.
Even though she votes Democratic.
Well, yeah, she did in 2006.
Okay. So we had this idea that we were going to talk Stacey into going to the Republican caucus and caucusing for the worst candidate the Republicans could run, which I think would either be Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee. Think she'd do it?
Yeah, I think I can talk her into it. I don't want to say that I, you know, control what she does, but I think we could talk her into it. But I don't know. I think isn't Huckabee pretty popular here in Colorado? Or Romney's pretty popular here in Colorado, so I think it'd be best to maybe go get her.
No, Romney would be great. It'd be great if Romney ran. Because I think any Democratic candidate could beat him.
Could beat him, right.
And same thing with Huckabee.
So who should we have Stacey caucus for?
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll have people vote on that.
Right.
And ask them about who they think would be the worst Republican candidate of all. And see if we can talk Stacey into going.
Well, Giuliani, but we'll see what happens to him after Florida, right?
No, he's going to drop out.
You think he drops out this week?
America's mayor, despite the fact that Chris Matthews has a man crush on him, and the media is calling him America's mayor and all that kind of stuff. His 9/11 hustle and the whole, you know, America's mayor business has run totally and completely out of gas. The guy is dead as far as his campaign, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, though. You never know, because these guys can make comebacks, so it could happen to Giuliani, and I could be totally and completely wrong, and maybe we'll maybe we'll get Rich Masters on here tomorrow, who's been through this, and maybe we'll ask him. You know? Maybe we'll ask him what he thinks. How about Giuliani? Because Giuliani hasn't got any money, and he's been out of the national spotlight for a long, long time, and you got to be in the national spotlight in order to raise bucks. All right, 303-713-7600. I've asked all these questions, and you can respond to any one of them from did you see the speech or what did you think, because I didn't see it, and you can fill me in on it. Or whether you believe that Obama could be the new John Kennedy. You can talk about any of that stuff. All right, let's go to Ed in Lakewood. Ed, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Okay, I just wanted to say I don't think Obama would make a pimple on John F. Kennedy's rear end. I really don't.
Why would you say that?
I know he's very charismatic and all that stuff, but I actually voted for Kennedy. I'm one of them real old people, and I actually voted for Kennedy, and I really admired the man. And the thing that worries me about Obama is two or three weeks ago, somebody said something against Tiger Woods, and there was a big mess over that. And that's the thing that worries me about Obama. If he gets elected, are we going to have the in police and all this stuff out there?
We are going to have it, but it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't. First of all, in the running part of it, it doesn't make any difference who runs, because both parties, if they're smart. And I would direct this towards the Democratic Party particularly. If they're smart, they'll throw everything but the kitchen sink. So you're going to have that, and you're going to also have it if he gets elected. You're going to have certain people who are living in the past who are not going to like the idea that a black man is a president of the United States. However, those same people are also likely to turn around and make the same statement about a woman holding office as well. And as far as Barack Obama compared to John F. Kennedy, Kennedy didn't live that long, so we don't really know exactly what would have turned out on a number of fronts. However, we do know that he made the right decision, and it was a life-saving decision during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But John F. Kennedy, for those of people who remember him, he had the ability to inspire the country, to try to move forward, to have a feeling about a bright future, and to tap the best and the brightest of America. And Barack Obama has that same talent. And don't forget, you know, this whole line that comes down from people about, well, he doesn't have enough experience. We've put a ton of people in office, including Bill Clinton, who didn't have a lot of experience. I mean, they were governors, but they didn't have to make crucial foreign relations decisions. I mean, that stuff's all done by the people who are put around you. Just like, you know, we can heave all this outrage on George W. Bush, and I've certainly been doing my share of it this morning. But you know what? Some of this stuff that has gone on is because he's picked the wrong people and listened to the wrong advice.
Yeah, that's the thing about George W. Bush. I'm like, when it comes to watching him on TV, I just want to go kick my TV as hard as I can, and I can't afford to buy a new TV. So what do?
Turn it off, or not watch it. I mean, I should have watched it last night, but I was too tired.
I'll admit, I watched 10 minutes of it, and that was enough for me.
So you didn't make it. You didn't make it through. 10 minutes was all you made it through.
That's all I could handle. That was it. That's all I could handle. Another thing that kind of worries me, too, is about Obama, what would happen with affirmative action and things like that. I mean, I went through affirmative action, and there were several jobs that I missed out on because I didn't meet the basic requirement.
Well, wait a minute. You know what? I have always had people say that to me, particularly Caucasian males. But here's something I got to bring up. Here's something I really got to point out. If a company makes a decision on who to hire, and they make it based, whatever they make it on, race, whatever it is, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Or they make it on qualifications or whatever the case is. Okay? Conventional wisdom says that if it's a white and a black man or a white and a black woman, that the person of color will get it every time. But here's the thing. Companies, when they make hiring decisions, never reveal to you, in most cases, why they did what they did. So, they're not going to show you anybody's personnel file. So, the deal is, you're not going to know one way or the other. Ed, thank you. I appreciate the call. 7:16, 60 minutes after 7. Senator Ken Salazar, coming up next. His reaction and more of your reaction, too. Right now, John Turk reacts to traffic.
It's really becoming a mess out there, Jay. You're going to get stop-and-go traffic northbound I-25 coming out of Castle Rock. An earlier crash at Happy Canyon Road causing that. North of the Metro, a two-car accident. Southbound I-25 at 84th. That has things backed up to 112th. Left lane being affected there. Look out for surface street wrecks at northbound Spear and 8th Avenue. One on 17th and Lincoln, and another at York and 40th. In the hills, I-70, slick and snow covered from Idaho Springs to west of Vail. Ground snow is also blowing across the highway through that stretch, which is reducing visibility. Berthoud, Loveland, and Kenosha passes are closed. Chains required over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, look for a high wind throughout the day.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and ProFlowers is an incredible offer just for radio listeners. Order one dozen roses for $39.99 and get another dozen roses free, plus a free vase. ProFlowers are guaranteed to last 7 days, and the roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Now, for this special offer, click on the ProFlowers banner in your media player now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password MUSIC.
This year, I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to own Steel Crafted with an American purpose. I resolved to fill my head with the road wisdom of 105 years instead of the BS on tonight's news. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. And I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one.
To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
When Gwen decides to leave the single life behind.
Speed dating?
She gets expert advice.
I promise that you will be engaged within 6 months.
But sometimes, finding Mr. Right.
What is the right guy anyway?
Means breaking all the rules.
Nothing matters more than love.
Delta Burke, Andrea Roth, in the Hallmark Channel original movie, Bridal Fever. Premieres this Saturday night at 9, 8 central. Only on Hallmark Channel.
800-3381 for more information. Don't wait. Call 1-800-900-3381. That's 1-800-900-3381.
Does your computer act possessed? Call PC Answers today for convenient on-site service or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
If you run a business, you know how hard it is to find new customers, but with Valpak, you can reach thousands of customers, 90% of whom look through the blue envelope for offers from companies like yours. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK or visit valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing? With Valpak?
All right, let's jump right on the phone here at 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny, high today 32. Our senator from Colorado, Ken Salazar, the Honorable Ken Salazar on the line. And good morning, Senator. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for having me on this morning.
You know, I keep trying to remember what that steak dinner bet was about, and it's a sign of my age. Now I can't remember, so I guess that one went down the tubes. I just wanted to bring that up at the very beginning. I don't think anybody's buying anything, because I can't remember what it was about.
Because the economy's in the tank. You can't afford steak anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll have to take you to a hamburger joint somewhere. Speaking of the state of the economy and speaking of the State of the Union speech, your reaction. I mean, we saw you on TV sitting there, and you listened to it, and what did you come away with?
I was uninspired. I don't think that the president really addressed the issues that are the major challenges facing the nation. I think the speech was used as a political tool as opposed to the kind of tool that a statesman would use to try to bring together Republicans and Democrats to address the big issues of our time. I think on Iraq, it was more of the same. There was nothing new at all there with respect to creating a new direction that would bring our troops home. I think on the economy, he's correct in that we need a stimulus package, but that's short term because ultimately we need to do a lot more with infrastructure, with energy investments, with education, and that was missing. He didn't really do anything at all that's new on health care. He trotted out the same old, dead, tired horses from his State of the Unions in the past concerning health care. So overall, yeah, C-.
Now, maybe bordering on a D?
Maybe, yeah.
All right. I want to get – you were right in the middle of this, so I want to get an answer from you on this. The National Renewable Energy Lab, he talked about – and I didn't see it. I got to tell you something. That's a whole other issue as to why I didn't. And also, I find it really hard to sit through anything he has to say these days. But he apparently talked last night about renewable energy, talked about all that stuff. And Marilyn Musgrave is quoted this morning in the Denver Post. And I'm not asking you to pick on her, but I want to answer about this. I know that Congressman Mark Udall and Congressman Ed Perlmutter stepped up to the plate to help out the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden. Now, all of a sudden, these guys and Marilyn Musgrave and these folks are talking about how great this is, but didn't they try to slash the funds on this, or do I have this wrong?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, for years, the agenda of the Bush administration was cutting positions and cutting the research activities out at NREL. We were able to get them to reverse that 2 years ago, and it was an effort that was led by myself and Mark Udall, and then this last year joined by Ed Perlmutter. And it's because we recognize the importance of NREL. You know, I'm a U.S. senator. I go to Colorado a lot. I love the people in my state, and I spend a lot of time in every one of the counties. But one of my favorite spots is NREL. I have probably been there 10 times in the last 2 years, including taking the president there for a visit a year and a half ago. And it was at that time where he agreed to restore some of the cuts that had been made. But it's, you know, we need to do a lot more. You know, the fact of the matter is the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden is really the crown jewel for us to be able to develop the research and technology that's going to get us to energy independence. And so having a robust budget for NREL is, in my view, not really a matter of choice. We'll see in the president's budget what he proposes for NREL, but if when that budget comes out, he has the same kinds of cuts that have been there in past years, then we're going to have a fight here in the Congress to try to restore them. And I would bet you that my Republican colleague from the 4th Congressional District is going to be on the other side, as she has been on the Farm Bill, as she has been on so many other issues that are important to Colorado and the 4th Congressional.
Yeah, now she's stepping up, though, in the Denver Post, claiming like they own this. And, gee, you know, I don't want to get you in trouble in Dutch with the Denver Post, but I don't mind saying it. Nice for the Denver Post not to have any reporter there to bring up that issue. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with Senator Ken Salazar. One last question. Telecom immunity. Are you for or against that?
I think there has to be a court review before there's any immunity granted. And so I am a co-sponsor of an amendment with Senator Dianne Feinstein that would require court review of a telecom immunity issue before any immunity would be granted. Unfortunately, what has happened is that the Republican minority is filibustering the bill, and they haven't allowed us to put the amendments on the bill. We want amendments on the bill, for example, that would sunset the entire legislation within 4 years so that we could improve upon it based on the lessons learned during those 4 years. They don't want to have that kind of a sunset in there. We want to include a court review process that Senator Feinstein and I have been working on. They don't want to get that included in the bill. At the end of the day, Jay, what I am trying to do here is to make sure that we have a FISA bill that works. That means that it's the FISA court that has exclusive jurisdiction over authorizing any surveillance of foreign-based communications. And the principles that ought to guide us in that are, one, we need to make sure we're protecting the cherished civil liberties of Americans, and two, that we're providing law enforcement the tools that they need to go after the bad guys like Al-Qaeda, but that they're doing it within the oversight which has been traditional to our country. So I hope that we're able to reach the right balance, but I think the Republican minority is playing a game of chicken on this.
All right, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I got a number of emails about it, and now you've said what you believe, and I find it to be a good position. But, you know, I can't even afford to buy you a steak dinner in the economy. We got a couple of closing seconds here, because I know you got stuff to do. But is there anything you'd like to say to the people of Colorado about the economy and about the outlook for the future as you see it?
Yeah, I think the outlook for the future is bright. I do think it's going to take a change in who is president of the United States, and I think we need to get us in a new direction to really deal with the huge issues that face our country. And those issues include our foreign relations and making sure that we're putting Humpty Dumpty back together after the president really has torn the legacy of World War II asunder through his actions over the last 7 years. I think we need to move forward in a much more robust way on energy security, because it's so essential to our national security and our economic opportunity and environmental security. And we need to move forward with realistic solutions to health care, which affects so many American families. So I think there is a swelling up on the part of the American people where they are saying, Washington, we are not going to take it any longer. We want real solutions to these real problems that we have. You need to take your head out of the sand. And that's the kind of leadership that I hope we're able to get to as soon as we get these November elections done.
All right. Next time you call, next time you graciously agree to be on the show, I'll come up with some kind of a bet that'll be simple, and I'll write it down so I don't forget it. And with today's economy, you're right. Maybe we'll have to reduce that to a cup of coffee and a donut. But anyway,
okay, well, when I'm up there, we'll grab some dinner together, and I'm happy to go on your show anytime.
Thank you, Senator. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
And thank you for your voice.
Oh, you got it.
I'll tell you what. Some of these guys that are on these conservative talk shows essentially just have a, you know, one point of view, and it's important that there be balance out there, and you bring balance to the air every day. So thanks a lot, Jay.
Well, thanks. And the only last thing I can say to you is, think about this. Consolidation of the media, not good. We need to fix that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
All right, there's Senator Ken Salazar. And as far as I'm concerned there, he gave all the right answers. And I got a bunch of emails from people who said, oh, you know, he's going to vote for immunity for the telecom companies, and that's not what he's saying. He's talking about having a court review, which is what we need to do in this country, is to start having legal processes carried out instead of people making policy assuming they have the right to do it when legally they don't have the right. I mean, we've been stuck in that pattern for a long, long time in this country. And when you get somebody in office, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, I don't care who it is, okay, who thinks that they don't have to pay attention to the law, they can do anything they want to do, they don't have to go through the courts, they can bypass the courts, they can ignore things, okay, then you know what? We're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. So as much as people have called this radio station, as much as people have called up about the senator before, and on a couple of occasions I've had to defend him, I got to tell you something. You should step up to the plate now and send him an email and say thank you, because he's doing the right thing. He and Dianne Feinstein are doing the right thing. You got to have a court look. We need a FISA bill. Okay, we need FISA to protect your civil liberties and protect my civil liberties. What we don't need is people to go around FISA. And what we do need is we need a comprehensive court review of FISA and also the FISA bill. We need to have that looked at. And he's doing the right thing, and so is the senator. Dianne Feinstein is doing the right thing. Because then nobody can turn around and nobody can say, okay, well, I can make policy without any kind of court decision. You know, you just can't get to that. All right, do we have the congressman with us? Okay, we'll take a break and he'll be ready. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, one of my all-time favorite people. Coming up, 7:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John fills us in on the traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Northbounders will see stop-and-go traffic on I-25 coming out of Castle Rock as we had a single-vehicle accident near Happy Canyon Road. It's also slow going southbound 25 out of North Glen and Thornton. The left lane blocked just north of 84th. We had an accident there. You'll see brake lights back to 112. Several crashes off the highways to report. A two-car accident northbound Spirit 8th Avenue, fender bender at 17th and Lincoln, and a crash in North Denver at 40th and York, and one in Brighton at 120th in Quebec. In the high country, it's nasty. U.S. 6 Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. During the closure, hazmat vehicles will use the Eisenhower Tunnel at the top of each hour, at which time traffic will be stopped temporarily. Highway 285 closed between Fairplay and Kenosha Pass. Berthoud Pass also closed in both directions, and you'll need chain laws for semis in both directions of I-70 over Vail Pass and the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds and cold. Look for a high around 33 degrees. Right now it's 23 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
For the big game this weekend, be sure to get stocked up on Freshies Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshies Super Premium All-Natural Margarita Mix is...
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's mycarnow.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you could be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's mycarnow.com.
3-4-2-2-4 and reserve your seat today. That's 303-663-4224.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Three cheers to the folks at Food from the Hood who are celebrating 15 years of business. Food from the Hood? Yes, Food from the Hood. It's a company entirely run by students. We handled the business aspect while producing our salad dressings straight from the garden. After L.A. felt the chaos from the riots back in 1994, students from the community decided they wanted to make a difference. They launched a company called Food from the Hood, which helps students afford to go to college. How? By producing and selling all-natural salad dressings. Our products sit on the shelves of many major retail stores across the nation and online at Amazon.com. Each flavor, whether honey mustard or creamy Italian, are low in fat and all natural, so you have nothing to lose. Loyal customers have been buying our dressing and sending us to college for 15 years. So happy anniversary to Food from the Hood. Pick up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer and help us celebrate. Want more information? Visit us online at foodfromthehood.com. That's foodfromthehood.com. Or call our office at 323-759-7000.
There's 47 million people in this country that can't afford to have their kid break their arm.
People know that's wrong.
Shipping our jobs overseas.
That's wrong.
They know the middle class is hurting. They know that's wrong.
They know that.
Turn to the left.
Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin working your woofers and tweeters here this morning. Do they have that for AM radio, woofers and tweeters? I don't know. It sounded good, so I thought I'd say it. Mostly sunny, high today, 32, and let's talk to one of my all-time favorite people, Representative Ed Perlmutter from Colorado's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you.
Oh, nice to have you on.
Well, my pleasure.
Nice to hear the sound of your voice. Okay, let's start out with the obvious. State of the Union speech. You were there. What do you think?
Honest answer?
Mm-hmm.
It was like fingernails on a blackboard to me. He started off in a very defiant, combative mode, telling us he's going to veto anything that wasn't his way. It was either his way or the highway. And for a lame duck president to start off that way, I thought was pretty bad form. But he wants his legacy to be to stopping change and stalling things. That's how it started off. And then I found one place where there was an opening, where there can be real agreement, and that to be on energy issues. So that was at least a positive piece in the speech. Otherwise, I'm very happy that it's his last State of the Union. And I know other people felt it was, you know, they're being more bipartisan than that, but I just felt like he's not being bipartisan.
I got to tell you, I came back from the 24 hours of Daytona. I was too tired, and I wasn't going to watch. And it's incredibly hard for me, Congressman, to watch him talk. I'm sorry, but it is. I mean, I'm 55. I don't mind saying this. This is partisan. I don't mind saying it. I think he's going to go down as the worst president we've ever had, unless somebody comes along after I take a dirt nap that's worse. I mean, the guy is just – and why this defiant attitude when he has no political capital? I don't understand where that's coming from.
Well, I think it was definitely to play to the Republican base. But, you know, that may play for the base, but it doesn't work for the country, and that's why his ratings are so low. And I was disappointed. Last year, the State of the Union, I felt there was more of a hand, you know, an effort to reach across the aisle. Now, it didn't turn out to be that way. If you saw all the things that he vetoed or he threatened to veto, and using the Senate, where they have that supermajority rule, you know, as a place to stall things, I was very disappointed, you know, in what actually turned out. Now, at least he was, you know, direct in saying, I'm going to veto anything I don't like, was more how he acted in 2007. But still, it's a legacy. Even Ronald Reagan, when Democrats were in control of the Congress, his last few years, he really did try to have a positive legacy of real growth and real effort to make America better. And Clinton, the same thing. He had a Congress of the opposite party, and their legacy was to work across the aisle, you know, for the betterment of the country, and this legacy is to try to stall and stop.
7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the line with us. When does this guy all of a sudden become a fiscal conservative? I mean, he's all of a sudden talking about all these vetoes. You know, as most lawmakers know, as most people know, earmarks make up less than 1% of the federal budget. I mean, he's grown the federal budget tremendously under his administration. Now, all of a sudden, he's like, good morning, you know, I'm Barry Goldwater.
But the bigger joke is how earmarks grew with the Republican Congress and with him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now he's found, you know, he's seen the light. And it was a very political speech last night. And again, for a guy, it's just clear that he doesn't want a legacy of working with the Congress for change that the people voted on in 06. You know, his desire is to just slow it down. And, you know, I said on your show, I think a week or two ago, we've got to finish in 08 what we started in 06 to really move this country forward and bring the change that people want. And this president is there to try to stall that. And to, you know, I'm generally a very optimistic guy, and I like to see the best in everybody. And the place where I saw the best is on energy issues, where we actually did reach some agreements with him on CAFE standards and a number of other things, and I'm hoping that we will continue to move forward on energy efficiency and sustainable development. That's, you know, and supporting of the National Renewable Energy Lab and those kinds of things.
But
I have an energy bill, and I'm hoping that I'll get his support in that. So far, you know, I think things are moving forward on that front.
All right, the economy. People are scared. The foreclosure rate is up. Companies are concerned.
I think.
Can you guys work out with him and with your GOP colleagues? Can you work out some kind of way to help the average person out there just trying to get by?
Well, we passed the subprime mortgage bill. That passed from the House over to the Senate, and it's sitting there. We passed a Fannie Mae, which is the Federal National Mortgage Association, FHA bill, over to the Senate. Both of those are designed to help the average person out there who may be struggling to make their mortgage payment or struggling to make ends meet. And it stalled in the Senate. And when he said something like, I asked the Congress to help me with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA, it's his guys, the Republicans, using this sort of filibuster technique, and it hasn't moved over on the Senate side. There is the availability of new legislation to help people who are really struggling. And, again, there was lip service last night, but action was missing from the president and from the Senate. And it's primarily using the Senate and the Republicans in the Senate as a foil to stall things so they don't get to the White House, so he has to veto yet another bill. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we can bring things together, that there will be enough, you know, common goals within the House and the Senate and get it to the president and that he do what is best for America. But there's an ideology within that White House that is just very different than most people, you know, want to see in our country. And he's our president for another year.
Here's something else I found amazing, too. In what I read, where he was talking about Iraq, and we played some sound clips, and he talked about the surge working.
I jump in on that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, you know, I mean, it isn't any mere coincidence that the Sunni sheiks started cooperating when the election in 06 brought a change to the Congress. And people in Iraq could see that America, or that Americans, did not want to be the occupier of that country in perpetuity, that there was a real desire to redeploy our troops out of Iraq. That's when the cooperation really started, and in particular it started in the spring and summer of 07. It wasn't because they started cooperating because they were fearful of us leaving, but they realized that it was time to cooperate because we weren't there to occupy their country, or that most of the people in this country don't want to be the occupiers of Iraq.
Yeah, unless you're John McCain, who says he doesn't care whether we stay there for 100 years.
You know, we can't afford $3 billion a week any longer, and if we could ever. And, you know, we still are losing 3, 4, 5 of our troops every day, and forget about the injuries and forget about, you know, the psychological repercussions of being in war. I mean, war is hell, and, you know, we can't forget that. The other thing, he said, well, the whole country was safer, and that just was not true. There are places in the north where there is some calm, and I think I spoke on your show when I got back to Iraq, that we can restore some of the services. We need to restore some of the services that we blew up. Otherwise, even the north will, you know, blow up again. But the south of the country is chaos. And, you know, for him to say, oh, everything's better there, that just was not true.
Well, the other thing that...
And he hasn't met a single benchmark.
No, none at all. And the other thing that I found was kind of weird was, okay, so in other words, following your logic, Mr. President, and all of the talking heads that are out there who support you and everybody else and all the people that write for the National Review and do talk radio and everything else, okay, if this thing is working, then you know what it does prove? What it proves is you were wrong from the start because you and Donald Rumsfeld didn't want to send enough troops there. And this shows that if you get enough people to lock down the country or lock down an area of the country, the violence would go down. But you guys wanted to do this on the cheap and thought it would be a cakewalk, and instead it's stuck us in a terrible, terrible, terrible position. I mean, that would be the other side of the argument.
Exactly. No, I mean, the Cheney-Rumsfeld-Bush approach to this thing was wrong for 4 years. It took them 4.5 years to get it right at the expense of many lives, both U.S. and Iraqi, and at, you know, untold cost in terms of dollars, and we don't know all of the repercussions that will come in the future, you know, in terms of domestic violence and the other things that really are the legacy of a war. And there are times when you have to stand and fight. There are times when you have to really, you know, press for your principles. And yesterday I did post office for Felix Sparks, who was a great Coloradan and a great American in World War II. There are times when you stand and fight. But here, he didn't give the troops enough, and it was a war of, you know, of choice, this preventive or preemptive thing. And we don't know the repercussions. We don't know the suicides. We don't know the brain injuries. We don't know the domestic violence. Those are the things that come with a war. And sometimes you have to pay that price, but you make sure it's the last straw before you go to war.
Yeah, I think most people would probably at this point agree with you. And, of course, you know that I agree with you. So you still think, let's end this by saying that on a positive note.
I don't mean to be so,
no.
I guess I'm combative today. I apologize
No,
for
I
that.
Understand. I've been ranting since 6 o'clock. I mean, it's like, you know, stop it, Jay. I mean, you know, you're being a nut job here. But I'm like you. You know, I'm optimistic. I think we can emerge from all of this and come out bigger, better, and stronger for it. But we have to get the right leadership to get this done. And right now we just don't have the right leadership to get it done. And so, we have to live with these folks for another year. I mean, are we going to be able to reach across the aisle and do anything?
We've got to live with them, but we can start laying the groundwork for our future with those caucuses that are coming up next week and with the primaries and the general elections that we've got. Elections really are important. They are so key to lives. You know, we may not have had this Iraq had people voted in 2000, more people voted in 2000 for it, you know, somebody other than George Bush. And so, you know, I mean, ending today on an optimistic note, change is really at everybody's fingertips if they get out there and they work for that change. We can do this, and we can lay the futures, the groundwork for the future right now. And that's why I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because people really are engaged these days, and they do realize that elections really mean something.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. And we're also, most of us are tired of all of the name-calling, bickering, and all of that, you know, just the hatefulness that surrounds us. I got to ask you this, too, because if you did it, I missed it. You endorsing anybody?
Mr. Senator Barack Obama.
Okay. Well,
you and I talked about it this a little bit, and you said, well, it was just at the end of your show last week, and, like I said, I have no reservation. I could support Hillary Clinton or John Edwards without hesitation. I just feel that Barack Obama is very special, and that's why I'm supporting him.
Well, See, you said that last week, and I couldn't remember it this week. What does that say about me?
Well, you've got a lot of things on your mind.
What it says is, I got to write everything down is what
well,
it,
remember,
what it says.
Confucius say, the palest ink is better than the best memory.
That's, you know what? I think you're absolutely right about that. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You're just the best.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jay, and see you around.
Yeah, we'll see you for sure at the next Government of the Grocery.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Well, what a great guy. I mean, you just can't. You can't find anybody any better than that. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour. Boy, him and Mark Udall and Bill Ritter. Those are my top three. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 current, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Traffic still sluggish out of Castle Rock, and as you make your way towards Denver, we had an earlier crash at Happy Canyon Road, which is northbound 25, jammed all the way back to Wolfensberger Road. I-25 southbound, slow between 104th and 84th. We had an earlier accident in the left lane at Thornton Parkway. Accident-free, but I-225 southbound from Parker Road to the interstate, seeing high volumes, as is northbound I-25 from University through the Narrows into 6th Avenue. Look for surface street accidents at 17th and Lincoln, and one in Brighton at 120th in Quebec. In the hills, I-70 slick and snow covered from Idaho Springs to west of Vail. Ground snow blowing across the highway, which makes it the visibility pretty low there. Berthoud, Loveland, and Kenosha passes closed. Change required over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, look for high winds throughout the day, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s along the Front Range. Right now it's 21 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
Earn 5 base points, 5 bonus points, and 5 more points for registering online before check-in. Valid 21 through 4-17-08. Visit choicehotels.com for details.
We are live at the Conway Living Room for a Phil and April's football party.
And what a party it is, Jim.
It's the coaching. You've really got to give Sam's Club credit, from the HDTV to the dip. They made sure the Conways were ready to go.
April's coming in with a veggie tray. Uh-oh, they're blitzing the carrot sticks.
Oh, oh my. Phil burst in with some mini weenies.
Holy little smoky.
Come to Sam's Club where you'll find great values on everything you need for your football party. Sam's Club. Enjoy the possibilities. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk. By the way, the president mentioned last night, and somebody brought this up to us, and it's true, about all the terrorist attacks that we've spoiled. And one of them was the one about flying a plane into the tallest building in L.A. And it turned out that that was a total and complete fabricated screwed-up story. But I guess, you know, if you stick it in there and you say it, I guess people will believe it. You know, you go to the dentist, and if you go to the dentist and have a good experience, then chances are going to the dentist is no big deal for you. If you have gone to the dentist and had a bad experience, then the chances are that even the word dentist makes you crazy. And I've had plenty of bad experiences with dentists, so I have dental denial. But a guy who cures dental denial and is really an artist at what he does is Dr. Barrett's. If you go to Dr. Barrett's, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, maybe you have dentures and you're uncomfortable with those dentures, and you got to be careful about what you eat, and you know, it kind of robs you of your social, what's the word I'm looking for here, confidence. You hear this all the time from Dr. Barrett's. If you want to eat apples and carrots, you got to go see Dr. Barrett's. He's my doc and should be yours too. And when you choose to see a dentist, you want to be very careful about who you go to. You can find out everything you need to know about Dr. Barrett's by simply going there, and on top of that, getting a free consultation. We're talking free. I'm not going to charge you for it. 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Or check him out on the internet at barrettsdental.com. Make sure you spell it the right way. B-A-R-O-T-Z. You want a drop-dead gorgeous smile? Whatever your dental problems are, the doc can do it. And, by the way, if you've got dentures, the bionic teeth at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than the original teeth, so you don't have to go through all that choosing what you eat. Want to eat apples and carrots? You can go see Dr. Barrett's. Get a free consultation. 303-595-4994. I'm telling you, this man will make your dental denial disappear.
All right, sir, we'll be at the hospital in 5 minutes. Just hang on.
Which hospital?
County General.
What are the patient's rooms like?
Nice, I guess.
Do I get my own TV?
I don't know, sir. Look, I need you to relax.
Cable or satellite?
Seriously,
premium
sir.
Premium channels or basic?
Okay, inhale.
High def.
And exhale.
What's the thread count of the sheets?
There's a time and a place to be overly meticulous. And it's at your Lexus dealer, where every certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected by a Lexus-trained technician, right down to the spare tires and first aid kits, and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile Lexus-backed warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, new car financing rates, and, of course, Lexus customer care. Lexus certified pre-owned vehicles. No surprises, no sacrifices. 100% Lexus.
Look, you shimmer down, or I'm going to use the paddles.
What voltage?
At Lexus of Las Vegas. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
3 years from the date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 32. Jay Marvin, confused, dazed, but conscious after the 24 hours of Daytona. By the way, did you hear that last spot we ran where the guys sang about what kind of room do I get when they're rushing into the hospital? What kind of room do I get? Does it have a TV? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to say anything about what hospital it is. Well, you know, obviously people will find out. But when I had my gastric bypass last year, you know what one of the worst things was? New Year's Eve, I was in the hospital. I was stuck because there's nothing to watch on TV. So you know what I watched all night? Check this out. Cops. Because there was nothing else on to watch. I kept furiously, you know, flicking the dial there, turning around, trying to look for Cheaters. But it wasn't on. That's one of John's favorite shows. John, don't you love that show, Cheaters?
I don't watch it a whole lot, no.
Oh, I thought you liked it, where they find these guys cheating on their old ladies.
But I don't set an appointment to watch it.
Oh, you don't DVR it?
No, I probably should. I've been watching that Moment of Truth, which is kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, don't you love those shows where these people, how can, you know, here's what I want to know, just departing from politics here for a second. Here's something I want to know. Why would you consent to have yourself, because they got to sign some kind of consent form, right? Why would you consent to have yourself filmed on TV, having a domestic dispute with the person you're married to.
Right, and getting cuffed and shackled and,
or walking out of a restaurant with a woman you're not married to while your wife confronts you in the parking lot of the Burger King, for instance. Why would you do that? We should focus in on this some morning. Are people that crazy? That crazy about fame that they will subject themselves to anything in the world to be able to get on the tube? Are they that nuts about it that they would do that? Really, seriously. I guess they must be. Because I would be so embarrassed to have that happen. I'd be crazed if my friends saw me on TV like that. Or these guys that are these people on Cops who stand out in front of mobile homes and only have like two teeth and a wife beater T-shirt on.
Well, they got to sign those waiver forms too, don't they?
Well, yeah, drunk, insisting that they didn't do anything wrong. I never beat her.
What do you think they give him, like a 12-pack of Miller High Life after the filming or what?
You know, this is a domestic call between a son and his father, and the son's like 22 years old or 25, and the father, and they're into it, and they're beating the crap out of each other, and the cops show up, and it's on television. So not only does the whole, I mean, your family, everybody, the whole planet sees it. I mean, well, how much money does that pay? Because, you know, I might do it if it was enough money. Like $5 million, maybe. All right, the world's...
I resolved to ride a motorcycle that doesn't have the soul of a lawnmower. I resolved to not cheat the dream. I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. I resolved not to waste good riding years playing pretend. And so I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 150th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Today, you could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-8485. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-8485. 1-800-400-8485. 1-800-400-8485.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Primary day in Florida, and it's do or die for Rudolph Giuliani.
We are concentrated on today. Today alone, we are going to win today.
Polls show Giuliani running a poor third. Unless he can pull an upset, his campaign could be doomed. Mitt Romney appears to be neck and neck with John McCain.
If you want somebody who understands how Washington works, you can elect the other guy. But if you want somebody who understands how America works, elect me and our team.
CBS's Kelly Cobiella tells us McCain's election day is fundraising day ahead of next week's 24 Super Tuesday primary.
Usually he packs that last day with all sorts of events. That's what he did in New Hampshire. Today he is concentrating on raising money. Instead, he has a private fundraiser in the middle of the day and then off to Miami to wait for the polls to close.
A lot of Democratic voters feel left out. Their primary may not count for much since party officials stripped Florida of all its convention delegates for scheduling an early primary.
Your vote doesn't count.
I think it's a shame.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I don't care. We're going to vote.
Meeting today, decision tomorrow, will the Fed cut interest rates some more?
I'm Barry Bagnato in Silver Spring, Maryland. With building permits plummeting here in the Washington area, all eyes are on the Fed to see if it will try boosting the economy with another interest rate reduction. Bankrate.com analyst Greg McBride says lower rates already are benefiting borrowers with adjustable rate mortgages.
Homeowners facing resets will find those resets to be much more manageable.
But the news for savers is not so good.
If you have money that you're waiting to put into a CD, the time to act is now.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
President Bush wants fast action on a $150 billion economic stimulus package, and the House could pass the bill before the day is out. The bill is still in committee in the Senate. The president had some welcome news for New Orleans in his State of the Union speech. WWL's Dave Cohen reports.
The president says that America is honoring the strength and resilience of this region.
In April, we will host this year's North American Summit of Canada, Mexico, and the United States in the great city of New Orleans.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is thrilled that the North American Leaders Summit will be here in New Orleans.
It shows the world that we're open for business.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Two winter weather systems came together over the Pacific Northwest and just sat there. The urge to merge left a blanket of snow 2 feet thick on the ground in parts of Washington State, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, driving is a challenge.
Snow's piled high, so you can't see around your corners very good, so you've got to creep out.
Plain states in the upper Midwest are in a deep freeze. The temperature is 18 below in Bismarck, North Dakota. Your home probably is worth a lot less than it was a year ago. Standard & Poor's reports as prices fell 8% in the latest 12 months. And just in, consumer confidence fell again in January. In early trading, the Dow is down a point. NASDAQ is down 8. This is CBS News.
You know, the Choice Privileges Rewards Program is really rolling out the welcome mat to guests of Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels. See, this spring, you'll earn up to triple points. And with all you folks earning free nights faster, we're going to need a big welcome mat, like see it from the moon big. Maybe I should look into that. In the meantime, you should call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
Earn 5 base points, 5 bonus points, and 5 more points for registering online before check-in. Valid 21 through 41708. Visit choicehotels.com for details.
In the end, all any of us have is our good name. So at Mercedes-Benz, we don't put our name on just anything. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz comes with a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles, and the one thing no other pre-owned vehicle can offer, our good name. Mercedes-Benz. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about our certified pre-owned program.
See dealer for complete details on warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. In Colorado Springs, one child has died. Four others are critically injured after a house fire. Their 25-year-old mother could face charges.
She was found about a block away from the house by responding officers. At this point, we're investigating this case as a homicide.
Lieutenant Skip Arms says a one-year-old girl was killed. The other four children are in critical or guarded condition. They range in age from 3 to 9. The search is on for three snowmobilers in Summit County north of Silverthorne. They've been missing since Sunday.
According to the brother that reported it, they went just for a day trip in an area that they're familiar with.
Family and friends started looking for them Sunday night, but search and rescue teams were not called until last night. Weather conditions and avalanche danger in the area are said to be extreme. A public rally tomorrow with Barack Obama. Senator Peter Groff has details.
Well, the event, we believe, will run from about 10 o'clock to 11:30 or so.
Doors open at 8:30 at the Magnus Arena on the DU campus. Tomorrow night, Bill Clinton will have a rally for his wife at the same location on the DU campus. Doors open for the Clinton rally at 9 p.m. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 still dragging as you're coming out of Castle Rock due to a crash near Happy Canyon. That occurred earlier, and it doesn't get any better because once you get into the tech center, there's another wreck that's on the approach to Dry Creek. Another very slow stretch we're seeing is eastbound C-470. That's Santa Fe to Quebec. Speeds are going to dip into the teens in spots across Highlands Ranch. 225 slow in both directions after Parker Road. In the mountains, Loveland and Bertha Passes, they're still closed due to adverse weather conditions, as is 285 at Kenosha Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help, but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual. Guardian Urgent Care, one block south of 1st and Broadway. Call 303-455-6345.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, neither right nor left, but as practical as reality dictates. 303-713-7600, and I apologize to the guy before who had hung on, who wanted to set me straight on the FISA law and the bill, claiming that I had misunderstandings about it. I'm not so sure what there is to misunderstand about any of it. All you got to do is go read it. But we're going to talk to the world's smartest man now, David Sirota. He's a full-time political journalist, best-selling author, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. His column runs in the Denver Post, by the way. You remember his book, Hostile Takeover. He's got a brand-new book, too, coming out, by the way, which I was privileged to see the cover art on it, and it looks great. This is called The Uprising, the Unauthorized Tour of the Populist Revolt Scaring Wall Street in Washington, which is a long title.
But it looks like it's going to be a great book, and I can't wait to see it. And, David, do you think the title might be too long?
You know, we went back and forth on that. It's a very short actual title, The Uprising. But so that kind of means that the shorter your title is, sometimes the longer your subtitle has to be to explain what the heck you're talking about.
Okay. And then hopefully, I want to say this on the air, too. Hopefully, David and I are going to hook up in September, and you're going to write a piece for, I can't remember the magazine.
I want to try to write, I'm going to pitch a couple of magazines, including Men's Journal, on a story about the races.
Yeah, Rolex Grand Am in Tooele, Utah, in the middle of the desert.
That's right.
Which is kind of a weird thing, because there's nothing out there except a little neighborhood, and then there's a huge track facility, and nothing for miles and miles around. And it's kind of this weird thing. But, you know, a lot of people have written about this, but I got to take you to the 24 Hours of Daytona, because it's the weirdest thing you've ever been through.
Yeah, well, I got your picture from the car breakdown at 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre. All right, let's talk about politics. I got home, I was too tired to stay up, and also because I just can't hear anything more about what he has to say. The State of the Union address, but I know you. I mean, you can wade through anything, and how you put up with all of this, I have no clue on a daily basis. So what was your take on it?
Well, my take was like everybody's. I mean, this is a person who's completely out of touch with reality. You know, a couple days before the State of the Union, he actually went on Fox News, the president did, and said life is pretty comfortable in the bubble. He was referring to his life in the White House. You know, it's the height of insensitivity for a president to look out at a country at war and headed into a recession and go on television and tell everyone that his life in his bubble is pretty comfortable. And I think that the speech reflected that attitude. I was particularly put off by his statements on the economy. I mean, here you have an economy that's sputtering. You have polls that show the public wants a fundamental change in economic policy and is sick of sort of the policies that have been selling them out, trade policies, trade deals, NAFTA-style trade deals that have sold out American workers. And Bush takes a big chunk of his speech and says we simply have to pass more of these NAFTA-style trade deals. And I was most offended, actually, Jay, when he tried to throw workers a bone by saying, well, you know, I demand Congress support what's called trade adjustment assistance, the trade adjustment assistance program, which is gives people some minimum level of help when they lose their job because of a trade deal. You know, their job gets outsourced. And Bush would that's a good thing. Except the problem is that if Bush wants that so much, why did he threaten to veto that very bipartisan bill just 2 months ago? He threatened to veto that bill, and it died because of his veto threat. And yet now he's back in front of the camera saying, no, I care about workers. I want that bill. And the reason he vetoed it was because he said it was too generous to workers. So this is a person who's just totally lost touch with reality and is not even really pretending much to care about his job.
He doesn't care. I mean, the clips I heard, for instance, workers' pay is going up. Well, wait a minute. What math is he using? Okay, if you get a 3-4% cost of living increase, but you apply that towards the cost of rising prices and the hours that most people have to work, you're losing ground, not gaining. Where did he get that from?
Yeah, that's exactly where he got it from. He didn't apply any inflation to it. And this year, his own Labor Department reports that the average weekly earnings of workers dropped after inflation, the sharpest drop in 17 years. So, sure, the number on people's paychecks may have slightly increased. But if it doesn't keep pace with inflation, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's the whole thing with wages. Wages are only as good as the economy that they're in. They're only a relative thing. If wages are not keeping up with inflation, the number on your paycheck may go up, but you're not actually making more.
Right, exactly. So he stands up there and says that, and anybody who looks at how much they're getting paid or what their raise was or the hours they're putting in, they got to be shaking their heads and saying, what is this guy talking about? And I got to tell you something. I know this is, and I try to stay away from this on the air. I really do. And I know this is a totally insulting partisan statement. And I know that the Democrats, you know, have their, there are people involved in the Democratic Party who are full of it, too. But I got to tell you, David, anybody, and I'm not talking about the hierarchy of the GOP. I'm talking about people voting against their own self-interests. I'm talking about the everyday people, you, me, everybody else. Anybody who swallows anything that the GOP is pushing or that this guy's pushing, either it's three things. They're insane. They're intellectually vacant. I don't know. I mean, that you've got to be totally and completely nuts to believe anything that these people put forward.
Yeah, well, I think they're definitely a party in disarray. I mean, you know, they're headed by a president who has driven the country into war, driven the country into recession, and even, by the way, let's not forget, even when the economy was quote unquote good, most economists said that the economy still wasn't working for ordinary people. It was good at the top. So we have a president who's overseen pushing us into war and overseen hollowing out the economy to the point where it's either in recession or it's quote-unquote working for only a very small handful of people. And so that, I think, now that that's met with an election where you've got, you know, people trying to win office, you've got a party in disarray, some trying to run away from the president, some trying to run towards him. And, you know, he's making it worse for them politically because he's standing up giving State of the Union speeches saying the way to fix our economic problems is to continue to do more of the same, pass more of my tax cuts, pass more of my trade deals to sell out American workers. And so I think that I think it's an interesting time for the Republican Party in that typically when this kind of crisis hits a party, a party kind of goes a little crazy, and then sort of reshapes itself. How it reshapes itself is really the open question for the future. But I agree with you. Right now, the Republican Party is really freaking out.
I'll tell you something else I get tired of hearing about. When you start raising these points with people who are conservative and are inclined to vote against their own self-interest and also inclined to believe this, you always get the same answer from them. Well, you know, they're all the same, and what's the difference, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they want to sit there and make these cosmetic attacks on Hillary Clinton, for instance. And I'm not backing her, but, I mean, they want to make these cosmetic, attacks about her and her husband and all this kind of. And then, you know, you want to say to them, look, why don't you set all that aside, and why don't you look exactly at what's going on. And then, plus, on top of that, the media doesn't do its job. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble with the Denver Post that carries your column. So you can distance yourself from this, but I do want to point this out. There is an article this morning in the Denver Post. This may be just livid. State of the Union hits state of Colorado, and it's talking about energy, immigration, home foreclosures, and other issues affecting Colorado. Okay, then it says, Bush called for additional investment in energy research, including studies on battery technology and renewable fuels. The National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden is involved in research on fuels made from plant material. Here's the quote. We are very poised to be a leader in the nation in renewables, said Representative Marilyn Musgrave, Fort Morgan Republican. She said about her congressional district, it will be a future for agriculture that I believe will be very, very bright. Now, no one from the Denver Post holds their hand up and says, but wait a minute, Congresswoman. Didn't the President of the United States, leader of your party, plus yourself and others, go along with the idea of cutting funding for the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden? And it was Senator Salazar, Congresswoman Mark Udall, and Congressman Ed Perlmutter who stepped up and stopped it. But yet here she is in the Denver Post this morning trying to own the issue.
Yeah, it's a problem, and you're speaking to a bigger problem, which is that currently our media is just not interested in contextualizing much of anything. I mean, again, that you've given a great example. I said, and I've now confirmed in looking through the papers this morning, you know, I said that not a single, my guess would be not a single major media outlet would mention that Bush basically lied to everybody's face when he stood up there and demanded trade adjustment assistance for workers, right? Because he just a couple weeks ago was threatened to veto the bill to do just that and killed it. Not a single person, you know, not a single major media outlet reports that. It's a huge issue for millions and millions of workers. Nobody's reported it. It just comes out of his mouth in the speech. It speaks to a real problem in our media today where the problem is the product of a number of things. First of all, it's a product of media consolidation that has shoved down the amount of resources that are given to actual news gathering. You know, if you are under-resourced as a reporter or as a newsroom, it gets harder and harder to contextualize things because fewer and fewer people are doing more and more of the work and are more stretched thin. I think a lot of it has to do with the media's attitude. The media is just, a lot of times, in many cases, the media is just not interested in contextualizing things or even in covering certain issues. I mean, as it relates to this issue with aid to workers, you know, the media has never been really interested in discussions about and in focusing on how to help, you know, working class people. So I agree. I mean, half the problem here is trying to just raise awareness among the public about what's even going on, because the media in many cases doesn't do a very good job of it.
I mean, you know, you want to call the Denver Post up, and you want to say to the people who wrote this, there's two people on the byline here, hello, don't you see the hypocrisy in what's being said here? Or here's the other one. Nobody remembers this one. That when Jimmy Carter went to Cuba, I bring this up all the time because this is a perfect example. When Jimmy Carter went to Cuba and was talking to Fidel, John Bolton and his buddies floated this story about suddenly that the Cubans were developing biological weapons and that all of this biological weapon research was going on. And in reality, what it is it's biological, but it's for medical purposes, and that the Cubans have been into this for a long, long time, and then they go to visit the supposed place that Bolton names, and it turns out that it's a milk plant. And then it turns out, a couple of months later, that Bolton and these guys, Richard Pearl and the rest of these folks, they made this story up. And the media never, ever, ever went back and corrected it. And now we find out years later that that's exactly what they did about Iraq, right? They made a lot of this stuff up, they floated it, and the media never checked them on it.
Yeah, you're right. And it, what it does is it shows you how the media in all of these issues is so important, and how the country as a whole suffers when we don't have a media that's providing that inherent check on our political system. I think you're right. Iraq is the most recent example of that. I mean, Iraq will go down in the annals of history as perhaps the greatest failure of the American media in our country's history. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I believe that too. And, you know, back to last night's speech here for a second. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8, with the world's smartest man, David Sirota, on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and you read his column in the Denver Post every Friday, and he's on this show. You know, last night, suddenly George W. Bush becomes Barry Goldwater, and he starts talking about all these earmarks and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And when you look at these earmarks, I mean, they make up like less than 1% of the federal budget. Plus, on top of that, most congressmen, congresspeople, and most senators measure their success by what they do and what they bring home for their district. So you've got that going on. But he starts talking about this. But, you know, he and the Republican Party have had control of both branches of government for how long? And all of this stuff went through, and he never vetoed anything, and he never made a statement about any of it.
Jay, I used to work on the Appropriations Committee where those earmarks came through. There's a couple of things about earmarks that are really, really important for people to understand. First and foremost, you're right. Under the Republicans, earmarks almost quadrupled from where they were under the Democratic Congress. So that's the first important point. Secondly, earmarks are not necessarily bad. I mean,
no.
The Bridge to Nowhere earmark is bad. But the idea that of a president criticizing the concept of earmarks, everybody has to understand what a president's doing when they say that. What they're saying is, I want more power. Okay? An earmark is Congress directing where the funding for a certain program goes. Having no earmarks means that the Congress simply gives that authority to decide where the money goes to the president, to the White House, to the bureaucracy. And so a president railing on earmarks as a concept is a president saying, I want the power to decide exactly where to spend money. I don't want Congress to have the power. And finally, and this is a really important point, you're exactly right. This idea that even earmarks at their current level being some sort of nationally impactful problem is ridiculous. I agree. Wasteful earmarks are a bad thing. But I heard a Democratic senator last night on MSNBC, Evan Bayh from Indiana, claim that we have to start addressing the deficit, and the first way to start addressing the deficit is to slash earmarks. That is absolutely, positively ridiculous. As you said, earmarks make up less than 1% of the federal budget. The idea that fixing earmarks or cutting them all out is going to do much of anything to deal with the deficits, the trillions of dollars that we're going to end up spending in Iraq, we're going to end up spending on President Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy. What it is that these members of Congress don't want to talk about the costs of Iraq. President Bush doesn't want to talk about the destructive cost of his tax cuts. And so they create this straw man of earmarks as being the problem. It is like the peak of dishonesty. And it goes back to your point about the media, is that these people know that the media will not call them on it.
Yeah, that they can just get away with it. But, David, all I can say is, I wish I had your brains, because if I did, I would have made something out of my life. Thank you for being on the program. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Friday. And, boy, we're all of us are waiting for your book to come out. And do I get an advance copy?
You will get an advance copy, absolutely.
Autographed?
Autographed, yes.
With dedication?
With a dedication, yes. And maybe if I can swing it, we can do one. I can get you a couple for the show so you can do contests for it.
Great. You're the man. Okay, talk to you on Friday, David. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right. There's David Cerrone, the world's smartest man, 824, 24 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You want to talk about what we've been talking about? Okay, we got till 9 o'clock. Let's get it on. 303-713-7600. And, yeah, let's talk about the media. Let's talk about the State of the Union. Let's talk about all this stuff. And if you're a conservative, don't shy away. Chime in. I don't care. I don't care what your political stance is. Get in on the discussion. It's your country. It's your life. It's your world. It affects you. It affects your kids. It affects your bank account. It even affects John Turk, who's got multi-million stashed and still has a problem.
Yeah, I got a lot of holes in the backyard.
Yeah.
Pennies. Buried pennies. I'm hoping that they'll be worth something someday.
I got a lot of holes. I got a lot of holes stuck in my bank account.
All right, and my wallet.
Yeah, really. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. What's traffic look like?
Well, Jay, northbound I-25 making a recovery from a couple earlier accidents. First, a wreck in the tech center just south of Dry Creek Road. Another one in Castle Rock at Happy Canyon that has things stacked back to Wolfsonburger. Those accidents have been cleared, but still some high volumes there. No accidents, but southbound I-225 jammed from Parker Road to I-25, and we got a problem on westbound 76, an accident at Highway 2 off the highway. Look out for a car fire on 56th and Pena and a crash at Sheridan and 44th. In the high country, I-70 slick and snow covered from Idaho Springs to west of Vail. Look for ground snow blowing across the highway, which will reduce your visibility. Berthoud, Loveland, and Kenosha passes are closed and change are required over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel in both directions. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds and sunny with gust winds and cold. Look for a high around 33 degrees. Well, that didn't make a whole lot of sense, Joe. Let me try that again. A mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds. So it's going
to
be real windy. Yesterday, really windy as well.
Okay, let's have a kite fly.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
Some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper,
which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Facing the threat of foreclosure because of rising mortgage payments. So if you used to have a solid mortgage payment history but are now having problems since your adjustable rate mortgage reset higher, you can refinance in a new low fixed rate home loan. And because the Mortgage Store is a direct FHA lender, they can make it happen really fast. This is a temporary program. It's not going to last long. So call right now. The number is 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. They're open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free at 1-800-600-1737. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your investment goals now and over time. That's why we believe this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call now, 1-800-600-1737. That number again is 1-800-600-1737.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, it's Thomas Paine's birthday. Harvey Kay is here on Thomas Paine and the Promise of America. We'll recap Bush's last State of the Union address. What were the highlights and the lowlights? Plus the best of the rest of the news right here on the Tom Hartman Program. Your radio support group for We the People.
The Tom Hartman Show. Weekday mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Show, Jay. Just let the whole thing play. Don't pay any attention. 8:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll just go move to Daytona, Florida and get a job as a security guard. I mean, that's what I'm suited for. Show me your credentials. 303-713-7600. You want to talk about the State of the Union? You want to talk about anything having to do with last night? We can do that. We got Media Matters coming up. After 9 o'clock, which I'm going to point out the absolute insanity of the Denver Post. State of the Union hits State of Colorado, little article here, by Ancy Mulkern, I guess, and Krista Marshall. And whoever did the reporting on this never bothered to question Marilyn Musgrave about her assertion that, oh, we're very poised to be a leader in the nation in renewables. It will be a bright future for agriculture that I believe will be very bright. And about President George W. Bush talking about renewable energy, yet they tried to slash funding to the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden. Oops. How come nobody at the Post could ask those questions? You know what? Who's the publisher of the Post? What's his name? It's not John Templeton. He's with Iraqi. I should apply for a job over there. As bad as I am as a writer, with bad grammar, bad English, bad everything, can't name names, at least I would hold my hand up and ask a question, or I would never make a statement in print like that. See, am I getting infuriated? Yes, I am. It is Singleton. Dean Singleton, right? Yeah. Maybe Mr. Harsanyi at the Post would like to answer that question about the hypocrisy there. Maybe he'd like to do a column on it. Okay. Nobody wants to listen to a madman rant and rave at this time of the morning. Let me go to Barbara in Aurora. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Two things. One of the thoughts I had about the earmarks is one of the reasons for earmarks is because the federal funding for programs, local programs, is drying up.
And so you know what they like to do? They like to have federal mandates and then not pay for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Schools are classic examples. But I'm a public health nurse, and so in public health, our funding goes up and down depending on who's in the White House. And it's been dry the last few years, really dry for programs. And so, of course, our congressmen, we want them to work for programs for their local districts. So that's one thought. But the real reason I called was I was infuriated by his obnoxious little joke about paying taxes. Some people want to pay more taxes. Well, just in case, you know, just remember, IRS takes money orders as well as checks. And I'm thinking, I have been a public health nurse for 30 years, and yes, my salary is paid through tax dollars. But I chose public health because I really, truly believe in public service. And I could be making tons more money working in the private field, but I chose to work in the public field. I love my work, and I am happy to pay my taxes every year. I am, Jay, because our taxes pay for our country. It pays for services for our citizens.
I agree 100%. Look, they have conditioned folks over the years now to believe that you can get a free lunch and a free ride, and you can't.
Right. No, you can't. We all have to pay our fair share, but that's the key word, fair share.
That's right.
And right now our tax system isn't fair because those of us doing our jobs, keeping our nose clean, as my dad used to say, doing what we're supposed to do every day, we're paying our taxes, but there are rich people who are getting a free ride, and that's not fair.
I agree 100%.
And for him to be so demeaning about paying taxes was totally insulting.
Well,
I was yelling at him.
You know, he's always snide and cruel like that. I don't understand how nobody else can pick up on that. He's always snide and cruel.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, you know, yesterday on the flight from Daytona to Atlanta, there were two really interesting people on the flight. One of them was Patrick Dempsey.
Okay.
Who's a very nice guy, by the way. I mean, really a nice guy. Then there was a guy sitting behind me who worked for the state. I couldn't hear whether it was either Georgia or Kentucky.
Okay.
Who was saying that the dry up in federal funds and that the mandates are going to undo everything that he and his department was either concerning public health or something along those lines, had worked 10 years to get done, that it was all going to come unraveled now because the money had been taken away.
Yes. It's criminal. It's because the hardworking citizens of this country, the people that work with me and that we serve in our communities, are really not getting what they should be getting from our country.
No, I agree.
We can't be throwing money to a stupid war where we destroyed a country, the billions of dollars that we spent there, and look what it spent to our own country here. And then he demeans paying taxes. Oh, Lord, it was too much.
Yeah, and how much did his buddies make on the war, by the way?
Halliburton
and all those folks?
Exactly. The war profiteering. There really should be a law.
We've never had an investigation into that either.
No, all right, Barbara, thanks. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care. And thanks for all you do, because you're in public health, and we need that badly. 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Can't believe these phones aren't packed at 303-713-7600. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about our lives. That's what we're talking about. Even though I didn't see the speech. John, you made through about, 9 minutes of it and then fell asleep?
I got through about 20 minutes of it, and then he started talking about those attacks on the L.A.,
yeah, which that thing never turned out to be true. How come nobody in the press calls him on that? That was a lie, too.
Yeah. Well, some people are.
As a matter of fact, I remember when he made the original statement about that supposed attack, he got the building name wrong. Remember that?
Yep, he surely did. What is that building called, the tallest building in L.A.? I know what it looks like. I can see it in my head. I just don't know what it's called.
Oh, you may be thinking of the L.A. City Hall. Building the L.A. You know the one that's always on the Superman shows, but there's another one on there I think that's even taller, but I can't remember because I've been gone for so long. And you know what I'm interested
to see? It's white, right? It's kind of white.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I'm interested in seeing now today, and I'm not suggesting that people should do this, but I'm really interested in seeing about this. How are these people on the other two radio stations over here? How are they going to get on the air and defend all of this last night?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, how are they going to spin that? You're in the no spin zone, right? Spin this. 8:37 traffic. John Turk.
No spin here. Accident stall free currently on the freeways, but I-25 northbound still real slow due to an earlier accident at Happy Canyon Road. Folks are trying to get off there and to get on 85 and make your way around to C-470, but you're not the only one with that idea, so that's stacking up on 85 as well. We also had an earlier accident in the tech center at Dry Creek on northbound I-25. That has been cleared, but volume's still pretty high. Southbound, you'll get slowed down downtown between 58th and Spear Boulevard. Also look out off the highways, working a car fire at 56th and Pena, and an accident at 44th and Sheridan. Also have one downtown at 19th and Wazee. In the high country, US 6 Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather. During the closure, hazmat vehicles will use Eisenhower Tunnel at the top of the hour, which will also delay you up there. Highway 285 closed between Fairplay and Kenosha Pass. Berthoud Pass also closed in both directions, and chain laws in effect for semis both directions, I-70 over Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast for high winds throughout the day, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s along the front range. Right now it's 25 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For the big game this weekend, be sure to get stocked up on Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All-Natural Margarita Mix.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and Pro Flowers has an incredible offer just for radio listeners. Order one dozen roses for $39.99 and get another dozen roses free, plus a free vase. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days, and their roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Now, for this special offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player now, or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password MUSIC. That's proflowers.com, radio microphone, password MUSIC.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
On it this season, where the Buffaloes face the Oklahoma State Cowgirls on Saturday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. Get your tickets today and don't miss a second of all the exciting action. Tickets can be purchased by visiting CUBUS.com, by calling 303-49-BUS, or by stopping by Tickets West, located at all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Taking care of business.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Only at Office Depot will Xerox Certified Print Specialists bring the proven power of color to your message in presentations, brochures, business cards, flyers, and more. Now save 20% on color print jobs and all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and stapling. Mention this ad in store to get discount. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in store only, valid for copies up to size 11 by 17 inches. Offer is not combinable with any other offer. Limit one offer per customer or business. Expires February 23rd.
This is Hollywood Jim, host of Spirituality, Common Sense, and the ability to kill 99.9% of all household germs. Join me this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760 for Spirituality and Common Sense. That's this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Oh, sure. I'm completely debt-free now that I've declared bankruptcy and lost everything thanks to the misguided economic policies of this administration. 8:41, 41 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, combative but caring. Mostly sunny, high today, 32. I know I'm being extremely partisan this morning and extremely combative. And I noticed, too, that's very interesting. No conservative callers this morning at 303-713-7600. The GOP outreach line is always open. to hear both dissenting and supporting views, but we don't get anything because maybe they don't want to talk. Maybe you're ashamed of the president. And, you know, I can understand that. I mean, there have been Democratic presidents I haven't been too crazy about. And actually, I keep veering towards the idea of moving to being an independent, but I want to be available for these caucuses, so which are coming up. All right. And we got Project Stacey Turk going on, too, in which John's wife is voted Democratic last time in 2006, but is actually a registered Republican, and who we're going to try to urge her. John will babysit the kids, and we'll urge her to go to the caucus, and we want her to caucus for the worst Republican candidate that we can think of, and we'll be doing that tomorrow morning, trying to figure out. And John and I figure it's either Huckabee or Romney, right? We figure those are the two worst ones.
Well, we've eliminated Giuliani because you think he's out of it. You think he's going to drop it.
I think he's gone after today. So that leaves Huckabee and Romney, right?
McCain's still in there.
Well, McCain is going to be difficult to beat. Romney and
right.
Huckabee would not.
McCain
be, would
is probably
not,
the most enticing out of those four.
Right, and so McCain and Huckabee. I'm sorry, Romney and Huckabee would be easy to beat. Right.
That's the logic. Yeah. McCain's leading everybody right now.
Say, hey, Governor Huckabee, listen, if you get into office and you become the president of the United States and you find out that there are gay people in your cabinet or gay people working in the government, would you be in favor of having them work in separate offices and isolating them on an island, which is the same position you took when we had an AIDS crisis in this country? Okay? Tell me about how that works. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Jack and Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. We missed you up here on Saturday night with David Sirota. It was a smashing success. I know.
Sorry,
Mary...
sorry to say I didn't miss you because I was in Daytona.
I know. But Mary said she was sure, you know, wished you could come. But I know you had a good time in Daytona. Well, we've got a budding young columnist for the UNC Mirror, the college paper up here. He's a right-wing extremist that follows Bush and Cheney over the cliff. He's an econ and... political science major, but he knows everything already, you know, so I don't know why he's in school. But his latest column totally dismisses any effect of offshoring, says this is great, we got all these cheap products, and it's hardly had any effect on American workers.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, my answer to that would be the same answer you'd probably give him. Okay, well, when you're out of college, and we don't know who's paying for your college, whether mommy and daddy are paying for it, or you have a grant, or whatever the situation is, or you're working your way through, which is very, very credible. But when you get out of college and you have to start living in the real world, we'll see how that philosophy applies. People who make that free market argument don't live in the real world.
Well, I think he's practicing to be another Limbaugh or O'Reilly because this is systematic, you know, lying. At least we've got some decent columns written by young kids, high school kids in our local paper here, praising JFK, two of them. Recently, I think it was a VFW-sponsored thing, so that's a good sign. You know, at least they're not doing that in the high schools. But they infiltrate these churches and get these kids brainwashed with this propaganda from the time they're little.
Yes and no. It depends on where you go to church. And then the other thing is...
Well, I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about specific, you know, the real right-wing extremists. I mean, they groom these kids.
Well, the evangelical Christians, you're right. I mean, they're like, you're right. Hey, you're exactly right. I mean, they're into that whole thing when they're kids. I mean, they start off on this whole thing about hating gay people, and yeah, they get into all that. I agree there.
You know, one other thing about this Vestas Wind Company up here, you're familiar with that, aren't you?
Yes.
The Danish company. Well, you know, I can't help but think that it could have been an American company if they hadn't strangled everything starting in 2001, because there were four or five companies, American companies, that had their demonstration windmills up on top of a big hill at Rocky Flats.
Right.
Because my cousin, Congressman Jerry from California, showed me his companies at that time. Like, he was here in the...
Well, see, we should have got...
That might have been an American company.
Well, we should have got on the forefront all this stuff a long time ago. But once again, and I've been making this point on the air for a long time, you know what it takes to get that done? Leadership. And right now, we don't have any.
But they were doing it in the 90s, and then, of course, they cut it off.
Right.
And that's why probably all those companies just kind of folded.
But if we had leadership and all of this stuff, you know, if we had all of that, then we wouldn't have to. We wouldn't be where we are. Jack, thanks, man.
Oh, you bet, Jay.
All right,
bye.
Now I'm getting a message about JMO. He's not going to be here. We're not doing our Media Matters segment. What happened there? Are they mad at us?
No, not at all. No, just an issue. We'll talk about it.
Did I do something to offend them?
No, J-Mo's fine. Everybody's fine. Paul's fine. Everybody there is good.
Do they not want to talk about the State of the Union?
They just want to give us more time to talk to the listeners. Yeah, it's hard for them, you know, to kind of debate or talk about the State of the Union speech. Don't know why.
Well, maybe I don't want to talk about the State of the Union speech.
Right.
I want to talk about the media, and I wanted to get one of their opinions about this State of the Union hits State of Colorado thing that's in the Denver Post. Do they want to talk to me about that? Email them back and ask them. Tell them we don't want to talk about the State of the Union. We want to talk about the media. That's not going to work?
I'm trying, Jay.
Tell them I'm wounded. All right, here's Ed in Wyoming. Because he's been hanging on. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry. It's yours.
So how was the race yesterday?
Man, that whole thing was surreal. I mean, the whole thing was surreal, and I said this morning at 6 o'clock. It's one of these things where if you ever experience something and it's just going to take you months to figure out what that was all about and digest it and calm down from it and sort it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what that was like, because there is nothing weirder than being up at 3 o'clock in the morning and having some guy walk up to you from Maranello, Italy, who can't speak English except a little bit, trying to get you to get him a Red Bull, or seeing somebody's car being worked on, an automobile, you know, seeing their race car broke down and in the garage at 2 o'clock in the morning, or just all of the other stuff that went on. I got to tell you, man, it was overwhelming, and we had a great time. I'm exhausted, but I'm ready to do it again next year. And I also want to say, for those people who like Patrick Dempsey, who either watch him on TV or like him in the movies, he's one of the, and he drives and he's good. He's one of the nicest guys you'd ever, ever want to meet.
Yeah, well, when you get work, there's nothing better than life.
Well, he's just a good guy. I mean, he said, somebody asked him, do you mind signing all this stuff? He said, no. He said, because if it wasn't for my fans, he said, I wouldn't be where I am. How many people are like that?
Not very many. Not very many. And, well, I got to get into the nasty part of this now.
All right, go ahead.
I support Hillary.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
I always will, you know, as far as this goes. I picked up the paper this morning, and there's an ad over in Nebraska about, Kennedy standing there with a, you know, Obama sign, and there's a frying pan going through it, says Hillary prop on the bottom. But, you know, there's still a lot of prejudice against women, especially, you know, trying to be president and everything. A lot of prejudice going on out there against women. But, you know, I got four daughters of my own. I got five granddaughters. I don't want them to see stuff like that.
You know what? Gender bias and trying to make a decision about who you're going to vote for based on gender problems is the same thing as making a guess about who you're going to vote for based on race, and it has no place in any of this.
Exactly. And the other part that I wanted to add, I heard a little bit about Tony Rezko. Have you heard about him?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with him.
Okay, and he's the one who got the $3.5 million from a company there in Lebanon.
Right, and he was an early contributor to Barack Obama, and sold him a piece of property that was next door to Barack Obama's house, and he's been indicted. But you know what? We can bring him up, but then I want you to talk about the fact that one of Hillary's chief fundraisers was caught on the lam, I believe it was in California, and he's got federal indictments against him, and he ran. Nobody ever brings that up. Why is that's not brought up?
I heard all about him. You know, I've been hearing, you know, I've heard all about him. I keep hearing about him, but I just brought this up because I haven't heard about him yet.
Well,
no,
it's been all over. It's been all over the media. Particularly, it's been all over the Chicago media. And anybody has a right to give anybody campaign contributions as long as they don't break the law. And you know, using that raison d'être, if you went through and looked at everybody's campaign contributions, you could make the case that talk show hosts support John Edwards because I've given John Edwards money.
Right. Yeah, see, I give Hillary money.
Well, okay, and what do you do for a living? Can I ask?
I work for the railroad.
All right, so you'd say all railroad workers support Hillary. I mean, you're going to get people of different stripes. You know what I'm saying?
No. There's here on the railroad, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats. And, well, you know, it's the same as when they call in your station. I listen to you all through your show every day for over a couple years now. You know, I've called in a couple times before, and sometimes I just listen to other guys get a little riled, and I try to call in, but I just hang up, say forget it, and let it go.
Well, you know what? See, we talked about Hillary. We talked about all this. There was nothing nasty that happened, and nothing nasty is going to happen. And to your Republican friends who work on the railroad, you ought to tell them that a Republican administration's not going to give them any money and not going to help out the railroads in this country. They're just going to let it go.
Yeah, I am. See, we're union.
Doc, you're starting to drop out. Your cell phone's starting to drop out. But you know what? Good for you that you're union. Unions are great. Having been a member of one. 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, traffic.
Folks still having trouble making their way out of Castle Rock this morning. An earlier crash at Happy Canyon Road has you stop and go on northbound I-25 beginning at Wolfensburger exit. The Highway 85 alternative route is not much better. It's filling up as people try to make their way around to C-470. Also getting reports of an accident on Evans at I-25, and we're still working that accident westbound I-76 at Highway 2. In the high country, Loveland Pass, Kenosha Pass, and Bertha Pass all closed down due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws in effect over Vail Pass in both directions and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds. It's also going to be cold. Look for a high around 33 degrees. Right now it's 25 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Live to ride and ride free with Mile High Harley-Davidson. With zero down, zero interest, and no payments until July, you can grab...
Which covers are blooming and which have drifted, and which are now from rehab escaped, and to which surety baby later donate. And who's adopting kids? Are patients foreign? Whose movies are hit and whose is boring? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a dose of MSN Entertainment.
I resolved to ride a motorcycle that doesn't have the soul of a lawnmower. I resolved to not cheat the dream. I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. I resolved not to waste good riding years playing pretend. And so I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
So I'm not going to scare you, but what I am going to do is I'm going to tell you this. If you work hard for your money, and most of us do, okay, then you want to spend it wisely. And the place to do that is Rocky's Autos. Why is that? Well, okay. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it gets immediate depreciation, just right off the bat. You let somebody else carry that burden while you pick up on the savings. No matter what it is that you want, Rocky's chances are they've got it. Volkswagens, Saabs, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, you know, the list just goes on and on. And they've got gas sippers, and they've got all kinds of vehicles. I think if you've never been out there, I think you'd really be shocked at what they've got out there. So whatever your needs are, they can take care of it. And I don't want to use scare tactics. I just want you to be able to save money. Because you know what? You're like me. I mean, they're like all of us. We're all in the same boat. Let's row it together. Rocky's Autos open tonight until 8, and open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Al Shear. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Who is Ron Paul, the Republican candidate for president? Ron Paul served his country as a flight surgeon after the Cuban Missile Crisis. As a young doctor, Ron Paul worked nights in the emergency room of an inner-city hospital, taking care of everyone, whether they could pay or not. As an OBGYN, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies. Dr. Ron Paul knows our health care system needs real change, where patients and doctors are in charge, not big corporations or government bureaucrats. As a congressman for almost two decades, Ron Paul knows our Constitution is there to protect our freedom and limit government. He has never voted for a tax increase or an unbalanced budget. His record clearly shows he will cut taxes and stop runaway spending. People who know him call him the taxpayer's best friend. To learn more about this remarkable man, go to RonPaul2008.com. That's RonPaul2008.com.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 DCC.
All right. We're going to get this Media Matters situation clarified. And if for some reason we can't get it clarified, then what we'll do is we'll just keep talking. You and me. Mostly sunny today, high of 32. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, pulling no punches on your palace of public opinion. And stick around. We'll see what happens next hour. Could be full of surprises. Could be. It'll be full of surprises. Trust me.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation.
Special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you owe taxes, the IRS is looking for you. And it's only a matter of time before they find you. And once the IRS tracks you down, and they will, your life will never be the same. Your wages could be garnished, your entire savings wiped out. You could even lose your home. And that awful day is closer than you think. So pick up the phone and call Effecture now for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1525. Effecture is a national firm that specializes in resolving IRS and state tax debts. We have over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. We'll protect your rights and negotiate a fair settlement for you, and you'll never have to talk with the IRS directly. Oh, yes, the IRS will track you down. So call Effectur now for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1525. That's 1-800-700-1525. 1-800-700-1525.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Mitt Romney is firing up his Florida faithful on primary day in the Sunshine State. The polls have him locked in a too-close-to-call Republican fight with John McCain.
We need you to get out the vote. We need you to work hard. We need you to call your friends. We need you to get the vote out.
It could be a day of decision for Rudy Giuliani. His big lead is gone in Florida, and it's a state he was counting on to propel him into Super Tuesday after downplaying earlier primaries.
We're going to win today. That's our objective. We're headed to California tomorrow to continue the campaign.
He's urging voters to prove the polls wrong. Forget a flu shot. How about a couple of drops of flu vaccine placed under the tongue? Researchers in Korea tried it on mice, and it worked in stopping a deadly flu bug. Now they'll see about it in humans. Dr. William Schaffner at the Vanderbilt University Medical School says it could be a big breakthrough.
You can administer under-the-tongue vaccines as easily in a small village in the Congo as you can Midtown Manhattan.
In Washington, the Food and Drug Administration is under the congressional microscope. Let's check in live with CBS's Howard Arenstein.
The FDA's own science board says Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan concludes the agency is understaffed and badly equipped.
The FDA does not have the capacity to ensure the safety of the nation's food supply.
Henry Waxman of California says he's heard this story before.
I don't know how much more evidence we need to realize that FDA is in a crisis.
And John Dingell of Michigan says Americans deserve better.
They're losing confidence in the ability of the agency to protect them from products they use daily.
Republicans added Congress has piled too much responsibility on the FDA, Steve.
Government ethical lapses make big headlines. New findings suggest we may not know the half of it. Live to CBS's Karen Riegel.
A new survey suggests the ideal of clean government is pretty far away.
Across the country, 57% of employees have observed some kind of misconduct in the workplace.
Patricia Harnett is president of the Ethics Resource Center. They asked almost 800 public employees across the country about ethics in their jobs. The good news is most employees do report bad behavior. Bad news, those allegations don't often filter up the management chain.
If senior leaders don't know that misconduct is happening, they can't do anything about it.
Steve?
Well, the latest economic report isn't so bad. Amid recession fears, orders for big ticket items shot up more than 5% in December. It's the biggest increase in 5 months.
What we're learning right now is that the economy is still holding up in a fashion that's consistent with sluggish growth rather than an outright recession.
Comerica Bank Chief Economist Dana Johnson. But the New York-based Conference Board says today its Consumer Confidence Index has fallen sharply this month. Wall Street right now a mixed bag. The Dow is up 49 points. NASDAQ down 3. This is CBS News.
Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
Right now, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers offer the Works Fuel Saver Package. That's a Motorcraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, Fluid Top-Off, and much more, all for one low price.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. See your local participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for special service offers today. See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 31608.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. A busy political week in Colorado. Tomorrow, Barack Obama will hold a rally at DU.
We would encourage folks to take the light rail, and it stops right there at the University in Bucktail, and it's a very short walk over to the Magnus Arena.
Senator Peter Groff says doors will open at 8:30. The public rally starts at 10. Tomorrow night, Bill Clinton will hold a rally for his wife at the same location on the DU campus. Doors for that open at 9 p.m. A devastating house fire in Colorado Springs. One child is dead, four others critically injured. Colorado Springs Police Lieutenant Skip Arms.
The two children that were airlifted to Denver are both critical. The five-year-old boy here in Colorado Springs is in guarded condition, and the 9-year-old boy here in the Springs is in critical condition.
The 25-year-old mother of the children, Maria Joseph, was found a block away. She could be charged with homicide. Conditions north of Silverthorne are miserable as Summit County search and rescue crews look for three snowmobilers.
It appears that at least a couple of these snowmobilers were very experienced, and one of them lives in the area.
Paulette Hoare with Summit County says the three did not return from a day trip on Sunday. Family and friends searched for them yesterday and finally called for help last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're still seeing some slow speeds for northbound I-25 as you're trying to get out of Castle Rock. That due to an earlier crash near Happy Canyon. Further north, they've cleaned up that accident in the tech center. It was right around Dry Creek, so speeds are picking up down. However, on the southbound side of I-25, right around that area, people are tapping their brakes. Speeds will dip down into the 30-degree range. Now, as far as other slow spots go, southbound 225 right around Dayton, dragging a little bit as is eastbound C-470 on that approach to University. It's going to be windy along the foothills today, especially around Vandermeer. Loveland, Berthoud, and Kenosha Passes still closed due to bad weather and I-70 slick and snow covered it.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you
you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, Perlmutter, and also Bob Beaupre to his credit, who opposed that. Now, this comes from Nick, who sent this in at AM760.net. Hey, Jay, don't know if you ever got an answer on this, but the GOP-controlled Congress did indeed cut NARAL's budget for fiscal 2006 by $20 million. Forcing them to lay off 10% of their staff. They also cut the funding for the Department of Energy by 35%. Last year, the Democratic Congress restored NARAL's budget, and then some, increasing their funding by 50%. I don't have it in black and white, but you can bet Musgrave and most of the GOP sheep in Congress voted for those cuts. To their credit, Bob Beaupre opposed them, along with Ken Salazar. And Senator Salazar talked about that earlier this morning on the show. If you missed it, Go to AM760.net and you can check out the podcasts. But how about that? So last night, so you know what? Listen, hey, if you're conservative, I get on the air, I got to beg for this every single day. Every day. I got to say, hey, if you're conservative, come on the program. You know, step up to the plate. Defend this. Silence. Nothing. I know you guys are out there. I know you are. And yet nothing. And shame on the Denver Post. Shame on the two people, Ancy Mulcran, I think is her name, and Krista Marshall, who wrote this. Shame on them for not saying to Marilyn Musgrave, but wait a minute, didn't the GOP reject this? And then all of a sudden now Marilyn Musgrave is trying to act like they suddenly own it? Unbelievable. It's sad. And this is what's wrong with the media. It's just sad. And you know what the trouble we're in? The trouble we're in this country. Whether you're right, left, or in the middle, I don't care where you stand.
trouble we're in this country. You know why we're in the trouble we're in? I'll tell you why. It's because the media gives and has given this administration and also some Democrats and also politicians of all stripes, they give them a pass, no matter whether it's on the local level, the national level, or the state level. And part of it has to do with David Sirota was talking about earlier in the show. If you missed that, you can go to am760.net and hear it on podcast. The fact that, you know, there's no money, that these guys have no money, that there's no money going in there to beef up and get investigative journalism and hold people accountable. And I'd be willing to bet you that the two people who wrote this article in the Denver Post, they probably are doing more work with less pay and multitasking over there, okay, because people have been laid off over there. And I would like to get Mr. David Harsanyi to possibly confront this hypocrisy about this article and probably write a column about this. But I don't think that'll happen. All right, let's go to Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I think this would be a good question for your Media Matters people, and I'd like to draw on your expertise in the radio business, you know. KOA, which is your mama station, I think there could be a Clear Channel control the message conspiracy, Jay.
No, there's not.
Isn't there?
No, I can refute that right away.
Well,
there's not.
Can I just make just a couple points?
Sure, go ahead.
Their lineup throughout the regular day is Rosen and Limbaugh, and they got Drudge, they got Brownie from FEMA, they got Gunny Bob, John Caldera, who, you know, more recently his regular guest is that, who's that nut job lady that was saying that John Edwards was kind of...
Ann Coulter.
I mean, John and Ann are very, very tight, so she's like a regular feature. And, Jay, this is where I really think it, where it shines, you know, where it really comes into clear focus, because on weekends, and I'm not a real talk radio nut, but I do dial around, and I like to listen to a lot of conservative, or some conservative talk, but on weekends these days, it's the best of Mike Rosen, the best of Rush Limbaugh, whatever the hell that is, as we ratchet up the right-wing talking points as we get toward the election, and then they have the Fox News simulcast on Sundays with Britt Hume and Chris Wallace. My question is, and as a broadcaster, which you've been into for so many years, if we are evenly split, supposedly evenly split, and I'm kind of questioning that because I can't imagine there being any more than six Bush supporters out there, but if we are evenly split, why would the programmers of a radio station as big as KOA not just kind of spread the message back and forth? Do a little liberal talk, do a little more progressive talk, because, Jay, forgive me, but on weekends, 760 is running infomercials. This is an important time. You know?
Okay, well, let me answer all those things. First of all, there's no Clear Channel conspiracy message. Okay, I mean, I know like a lot of people, particularly our audience, loves to think that there is, and I've had to fence back and forth with numerous people about this in email. There is none. There's no agenda. The only agenda they have is like the agenda of any other business, and that's to make money. That's the only agenda. I have never had anybody in management ever come to me, ever, in 2.5 years, now going on 3, to even tell me what to say, how to say it, or what I could or could not say. I've never, ever had it happen. Honest to God, I'm telling you the truth, I never have. Now, your answer about programming. Okay? Programming is the same thing, it's a product, and it's the same thing as any other product that you would buy. And what happened to talk radio was that Rush Limbaugh, and to some degree Sean Hannity and others, okay, first of all, Rush Limbaugh had huge success. And when something like that happens, then inevitably what goes on is the thought process starts to be like this. Well, if he was successful, let's go out and find other people just like him, and we'll have more success. And then what you get is you get entrepreneurs who step up to the plate and put these syndicated shows together, and they say, they come to the radio station and say, well, gee, you're getting these big, you're really successful with Rush Limbaugh. Well, we got so-and-so, and he's real good, or she's real good. And they say, yeah, that'll work, so they stick them on, okay? So what ends up happening is like it's like anything else. Think about any other product that's manufactured or made. If somebody has a success with it, chances are other people are going to jump into it. It's just like I've used this example before. It's like automobiles, okay? You got a car company that comes up with a really good idea. Chances are the rest of the industry is going to follow lead, and they're going to do exactly the same thing because they know that it works and they can make a profit out of it. So that's what's going on over there. As far as infomercials over here on this radio station, that affords two things. One, if you've got the money to get on and either promote a product or talk about an issue or whatever it may be, one of my favorites that runs on the show is I got two of them that run on the weekends that I like. One is the car show because I'm a car nut. And then the other one is the motorcycle show. That Peter Boyles puts on, because I like motorcycles too. So I listen to those too. But it affords people a chance to get on and be able to push their product or push what an issue that they want. What it does is it also helps pay for the bottom line. It also helps pay my salary, John Turk's salary, and a lot of other people's salaries. Okay, so that's what that's about. And if you go across the dial now, around the United States, what you're going to find is more and more radio stations are moving to doing that. They're moving to doing it because, you know, that's what weekends has kind of become. Plus, on top of that, it's extremely tough nowadays to find people to fill those weekend shifts. Why? Because the talent pool is pretty shallow. It's not like the old days where you had a lot of people who were disc jockeys who could then make the transformation into news talk. You don't have that anymore. I mean, go up and down the dial and listen to the music stations. What are they doing? Playing 50,000 records in a row, and chances are there's no live disc jockey there. It's just voiced. What happens there is that you don't get any talent. So you got no talent to train. You got nobody to come forward. And they're going to be in a world of hurt when guys like myself, Peter Boyles and others, and even Mike Rosen, who I don't agree with, but he is good at what he does. When we depart, okay, where are the people going to come from? They're going to replace us. You know what? They're not out there anymore. So what you've got is you've got all these combination of all these factors, plus on top of the fact that, like the rest of the media, okay, everybody is trying to save money. So instead of putting part-timers on there, many of them who are terrible, and paying them, you take popular shows and you rerun them. I mean, that's happened at every radio station I've ever worked at.
Well, I think that there's some validity to that, Jay, and I want to tell you that I was on the radio in Denver for 16 years myself.
Where?
The last gig I had of any note was KYGO.
All right, then you know what the story is.
And may I say, you know, on that subject, you know, KYGO, by the way, still does not play any Dixie Chicks music.
Well,
still boycotting.
Well, yeah, okay, but you got two points on that. One, you would have to call them up and complain about that because I don't know the reason why they don't. And number two, there's also, you know this, there's also another country station in this town that's a wonderful alternative to them.
And I don't think that they're playing any chicks either.
Oh, I think they are. I think I have heard them over there on the Wolf.
I can't speak to that for sure. You know, Jay, it's still, you know, you can tell me that the message control is not there, but just by virtue of the fact that you look at the station and you see the lineup, and there are
But you know what? Here we go again. I mean, if you've been in this 60, if you were in radio for 16 years, and I've been in it for, I'm 55 now, and I started when I was 13. All right, are you going to tell me with a straight face that what the information I'm giving you and everybody else listening here is wrong?
No, I think that I can certainly take issue.
But you want to take issue with me, then let's play this game. Because you know what? I'm really good at it, so let's play it. I don't brag about much, but I'm really good at this.
All right.
You made a charge that there is a message control, and you used the lineup as an example. Now, You back me up with facts about why that lineup's in place and why they would do that and what the reasoning is behind it. I'd love to hear that.
I think it's very simple. I think it's absolutely elementary. You have the big 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Rockies. Their mindset, their goal, their idea is to simply run conservative talk.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
All right.
You worked at KYGO. What happens if you got on KYGO and played the wrong records?
Well, I mean, there's research that goes on.
I understand all that. I worked
like
in music. But that's not the question I ask you. I worked in music radio. I worked in music radio as a country music disc jockey for 17 years. I'm going to ask you again. See, I mean, this gets under my skin, and I love you, okay, because we're brothers of from the same mother if you worked in radio, but you've got to know better. What happens if you get on and play the wrong records?
You get fired.
No. The station crashes if the playlist isn't good.
Well, that's,
okay?
That's true.
What I'm it's not true?
No. I said that's true. That's why I was saying that it's researched. That it's researched to death what you need to play.
Exactly. So my point to you is that the reason that's going on over there is because the agenda is not political. It's bottom line. They have found that it works. If you go look at KOA's success, you will see that it works. And that's the reason that they do it, and it's the reason that other talk stations around the country do it. Now, let me finish.
All right.
From a programming standpoint, okay? This is just a programming standpoint. To me, it would be more interesting, and I find it to be more entertaining, when you have various hosts with various positions on all kinds of issues.
I would agree with that.
I've worked at a number of talk stations where that's the way it was. Okay? But things now have changed. But I am telling you, from the bottom of my heart, I am telling you, you want me to swear on the Bible, the Koran, the Torah, I don't care what it is. I've been in this since I've been a kid. And there is no conspiracy. What there is a profit motivation, and that determines everything, and it determines everything now more than ever. And I would be willing to bet you that this story that showed up this morning in the Denver Post, if we could get these two reporters and sit them down, I'm willing to bet you that they would tell us that they are overworked, that they are stretched to the limit over there, and that maybe those two got assigned to something that's not their regular beat, okay? And the fault of that is the fact that there are some parts of the media that should not be based on revenue alone, and we used to have that when we had a viable FCC and when we used to have competition, not consolidation,
right,
like
thanks
we have now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and Bill Clinton and Al Gore are responsible for that.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Well,
hey,
Jay, one quick point, if I may. I don't see anything wrong with a radio station running Rush Limbaugh followed by Tom Hartman. To me, it just opens up the tent. You're able to get that message out. You're not the redheaded stepchild of the Clear Channel group, and I'm glad that you guys are on the radio. But I still question, and I'm sorry, you haven't convinced me 100%. I still question this coincidence.
Then I'm going to go back and tell you exactly what I said before. You were in radio 16 years. I don't mean this as an insult. Did you work full time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, all right, then you know what? You didn't learn anything. Because I don't mean to be insulting, but because, you know what? This is how this business works. They don't care what the message is. They only care about the profit they make. I got squeezed out of a high-paying, major market, big job at WLS in Chicago on a radio station that is 15 times, 25 times bigger than KOA.
I know WLS.
And I got squeezed out. And you want to know why I got squeezed out? I'll tell you why. Because the vice president of programming and the then operations director said the way for us to get listeners and to get numbers and to get ratings is to make it all conservative, and you're not conservative, and therefore you should consider leaving.
Who were they owned by?
ABC.
Okay.
All right, I got to go. I love you.
Likewise.
9:26, 26 minutes after 9. Turk with the traffic.
Starting to make a nice recovery, but you will find things slow as you come northbound on I-25 out of Castle Rock. We had an earlier crash at Happy Canyon Road. People trying to use Highway 85 as an alternate, but that is pretty stacked up as well. Also have our usual jam spots for this time of the day. Southbound 25 from 58th to Spear Boulevard, and again Downing Street to Evans. No crashes, but still sluggish on C-470 eastbound from Broadway to Quebec, and I-225 southbound between 6th Avenue and Alameda. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
This year I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to own Steel Crafted with an American purpose. I resolved to fill my head with the road wisdom of 105 years instead of the BS on tonight's news. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. And I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. It's putting people into a deep sleep because they've wasted so much time on auto insurance.
How does time-wasting auto insurance do it, Special Agent?
It makes people spend hours on hold or makes them wait days for its office to open just to answer a simple question, change an address, or get an extra copy of an insurance card.
Is everyone affected?
Not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week. They're just fine.
That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
How will this battle end?
Fortunately, we've turned the tide. Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. That's right, Esurance. Take that.
Stop time-wasting auto insurance from putting you to sleep.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
If you care about your money, comparison shopping is a smart way to go. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Investigation underway in student loan scandal.
Probe targets college financial aid kickback.
School loan corruption widespread.
Three top financial aid chiefs suspended.
Shady practices taint college loan business.
University rated lenders by PERT.
Lenders ply aid officials at school with free stuff.
Official says student loan abuses rampant.
Student lending has been making the news lately, and for all the wrong reasons. But at My Rich Uncle, we've stayed conflict-free. That's because we've always focused on the student and bring our loans directly to you, not through financial aid offices. You get better rates as a result. Borrow up to the full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com. My Rich Uncle is a national provider of federal and private loans. Maximize your lowest cost loans first, and always borrow wisely.
Sounds good. I guess on a Clear Channel station you can't play the Dixie Chicks. Oops, what's this? I'm not sure could. This seems to be the Dixie Chicks. Okay, I'm waiting for the programming department to run in here and start yelling at me. Say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nobody from the programming department. Nobody. 9:31, 31 minutes after 9. J. Marvin here, mostly sunny, high today, 32. Let's go to Mark in Palmer Lake. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. It's nice to talk with you. Appreciate it. I think
yeah, he tipped me off, man, about what you were going to say. So there was the Dixie Chicks. What else would you like to hear?
The thing about it is you do recognize that Clear Channel Corporate did send out a memo earlier part of this decade that said that there was about 200 songs you weren't to play as bumper music.
I never saw that.
You never saw that? Are you aware that Corporate did that?
Well, if they did it, I never saw it, and John Turks worked here. How many years have you worked here, John, now?
Are you aware that...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me answer your question.
Okay. I've worked here 8 years.
You ever see a memo like that?
Never got a memo.
Now, let me explain myself. Hold on a second. Let me explain myself. Now, on the music stations, after the Dixie Chicks made that comment, the core audiences of those stations, the research may have shown that there was negative feelings about the Dixie Chicks and that there was a huge backlash. And I was once a music director at a couple of country music stations. Okay?
Yep.
And if I detected that in the research, I wouldn't play the music either.
I think that, but what I'm asking here, and I recognize and I'll fully accept that you didn't see it, and I admire your station management for not doing it. What I'm talking about is the holding company, Clear Channel, did send out a memo of about 200 songs they didn't want used as bumper music, and it included things like Eve of Destruction.
You know what? That's not true. I know that's not true. I patently know that's false.
Excuse me.
No, now I'm starting to get angry. I patently know that that's a false information. How do I know that? Because, one, I've got friends in this business. 33 years worth of friends. Two, I know people who work at Clear Channel stations, and they did play Eve of Destruction. Three, I've played it on here before numerous times, and nobody said anything to me. I'm going to go back and say what I said before. If the research shows that the songs cause backlash, you're in the business to attract listeners. You do not play the music. If the music is obscene and has obscenity or questionable lyrics, then you will not play that music. You will get something from corporate that will tell you that you are not to play that songs because you are not to put the station's license in jeopardy. And that, you know what? And that's the truth, man.
I think we're talking at cross purposes here. I accept that you never saw the memo, but I think it's a well-established fact that the memo came out of corporate.
And I'm giving you the answer as to what the memo, as I understand it, and what the memo was the fact that, one, if the songs have a negative backlash, then you don't play them, and two, if the lyrics are objectionable, you don't play them. Let me give you an example of a situation that happened, which you won't remember because you're not old enough to remember this.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. How old are you?
Well, Jay, you just said I'm not old enough to remember.
No, you're probably not, but how old are you?
I'm 53 years old, Jay.
Okay, did you listen to country music in 1973?
Sure.
Okay, name the song that Loretta...
But Jay,
no,
am
hold
I
on,
old
no,
enough
no,
to
no,
remember?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Stop stop with that crap and listen carefully. Because, you know, I'm really mad. Listen carefully.
Jay, I don't want to affect your health here.
Well, I don't care, but you know what? Listen, can you name for me the song that was out on MCA by Loretta Lynn that got her in a ton of trouble?
Oh, I think I recall the episode, but I don't recall the name.
But you don't know the name, do you?
No, I don't.
Hold on a second. Country music stations at that point. Stopped,
is that the one she did with Chris Christopherson?
No. Okay. Wrong. Stopped playing the song. The station I happen to be on, we played it, but a lot of them didn't. It got dropped all over the place because the audience rejected the song and didn't like it and saw it as being a negative and it had nothing to do with Chris Christopherson. It was called The Pill by Loretta Lynn. It was about birth control. And the reasoning was that the audience didn't like it, so therefore, when they would hear it, they would have a tendency to punch the button and go to another radio station.
Sure.
Now, that's as far as I'm going on this topic.
Okay. The other thing that you brought up that was really disconcerting to me is that you were equating a colon cleanse half-hour infomercials with Peter Boyle's motorcycle show.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't think that Peter Boyle's motorcycle show is an infomercial, and I'm really not sure what value the misinformation and the absolute snake oil scam of a half-hour call.
All right, you know what? I'm going to tell you what the snake oil scam on that is. You know what? And people like you who call up and don't understand the business make me sick to my stomach.
Oh,
you're
you
the same
be
people.
Able to do the snake
you're the same
oil
people.
Scam.
Yeah, that's right. The same people who call. You know what? Same people who call up and say, "How can you be running Walmart?" And then I'll say to them, "Well, you know what? Why we're running Walmart? Because it's a CBS thing, and we have no control over that because we have to take CBS spots because that's a network commitment. That colon cleansing show is a paid show. And what does the paid show do, Mark? It enables this radio station, bottom line, to stay on the air. Stop eating your own, for God's sakes. That's what you people do continuously. And I'll tell you something, man. I'm sick and to death of it. I get back here from vacation, and now I got eating our own. Let's criticize. Okay, Mr. Big Mouth, you show up down here,
AJ,
and you
I
put
think
forward, no, you put forward the money, pal, to keep the radio station on the air. You put forward the money. We don't get on the air here and beg for contributions. This is a frickin' business. Do you get it? Do you understand it? Are you possibly able to understand it? And all of you people, you sniffy lot of fools who call up here all the time and send email, "Oh, I don't like the way you said that, and I don't like the way..." You know what? The hell with all of you. The hell with all of you. I got an email. Check this out. I got an email from a woman who sends me this long discourse about the use of language. Guess what? I wasn't even on the radio when the host did it. It was Aaron or somebody. I wasn't here. I was in Florida. And she put Jay on there. You know what? It's sickening. It's just freaking sickening. You want the radio station to go away? Let's let the radio station go away. Okay? Let's do that. Right? Let's destroy the bottom line and let's let the radio station go away. And I have heard nasty comments for a long time about some of the people who advertise on this radio station who put their hard-earned money up because they believe in the radio station and they want to keep the radio station on the air. And you call up with that kind of an attitude? Okay, then why don't you let the radio station go away? Because you know what you want? What you want is, you want NPR. That's what you really want. And we're not NPR. And I usually don't break into this whole thing about being a screaming white man on the radio, but I am sick and tired and sick to death of you folks and your conspiracies about the media and talking about this stuff when you don't know anything about it. You have no clue. You don't work in it. You don't have any clue how anything works. You don't have any idea how people struggle here to make things a success. You just take it for granted and sit there and just flame off all these emails and make these ridiculous calls, and you don't know squat of what you're talking about. It's like, have you ever done brain surgery? No, but I stayed in a Holiday Inn once. God almighty, it makes me sick. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour, Turk with the traffic.
Now, Jay, things still improving around the metro, with the exception of southbound I-25 and the Tech Center. We have a stalled truck in the middle lane as you approach Arapaho Road. Other than that, accident stall-free on the highways. In the high country, I-70 westbound closed at the Empire Granby exit. That's Highway 40. Several accidents and bad weather shutting that down. Berthoud Pass, Loveland Pass, Kenosha Pass closed as well. You'll also need chains in commercial vehicles in both directions at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, look for high winds throughout the day. Partly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s along the front range and on the plains. Right now it's 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Red and Jerry's is Colorado's largest sports bar with 82,000 square feet of event space for one unbelievable party for the big...
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the February 2nd Classical Mystery Tour, a tribute to the Beatles concert at Mackey Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Experience the sounds of the original orchestral parts that the Beatles and their producer George Martin used in the actual studio recordings. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID, and $10 to $75 for adults.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. 'Cause zero down delivers.
It's
fixmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
fixmycarnow.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and ProFlowers has an incredible offer just for radio listeners. Order one dozen roses for $39.99 and get another dozen roses free, plus a free vase. ProFlowers are guaranteed to last 7 days, and their roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Now, for this special offer, click on the ProFlowers banner in your media player now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password MUSIC.
Envelope. Because the people who value ValPak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit Southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Why take a chance on submitting your tax returns late or wrong? Go to Office Depot for the products you need to help get your taxes done early. Prepare your taxes and maximize deductions with TurboTax Deluxe software on sale at Office Depot through February 9th for $32.99 after $7 mail-in savings. Plus now through February 16th, purchase any tax software and get over $800 in select software titles free after combined purchase or upgrade mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Some mail-in savings are redeemed as a Visa prepaid debit card. See store for details.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Eastern world.
Uh-oh, another band song.
It is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, over and over again, we can't play this because we got a corporate memo. Well, you know what, pal? Jam it. 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get so angry, but I get tired of it. And, we get an email from somebody. I'm not going to say who this person is because I really hate this woman, and I hate very few people in the world. She says, well, you know what? You're defying reality once again. You know what? Why I get so angry? You know why I get so upset about this? Because this is the same kind of urban legend myth stuff that circulates around about Barack Obama being a Muslim, Hillary Clinton being a lesbian, that Hillary and Bill don't sleep together, that all of this crap that circulates around out there, that somebody starts out there, and then when you say to them, okay, back that up, then there's nothing to back it up with. As a matter of fact, John Turk's got a really great point. John?
Well, I brought this up to you. Remember when it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, year and a half, Neil Young's Living with War CD came out?
Yeah.
We had a special sneak preview on our website where people could go and listen to the entire CD.
Yeah, well, all right. So where was the corporate conspiracy there, folks?
There wasn't one. And honestly, I've been running shows here for 8 years. I've never once, and I'm not just saying this, I honestly can tell you I've never once gotten a memo of telling me what I can and can't play as bumper music or what my host can and can't talk about, ever. 8 years.
Yeah. I never have either. The only place I ever got it was at WLS in Chicago, where I was told to shut up about the death of Ronald Reagan, be quiet about the Iraq War, and a whole bunch of other things. But I've never gotten it here, and I've worked here twice in this town for this company. And nobody's ever said anything. And, you call up with all these conspiracy theories about things. Well, instead of doing that, why don't you just realize what's going on in this country and endeavor to fix it? God, it's been a long time since I've been that mad. It really has. I try my hardest to maintain my temper. But when somebody comes on here and just tells an out-and-out lie, says something that isn't true, and starts, picking on the radio station. I once said this to John Turk. I once said, you know what, I'd like to turn this thing off for 24 hours. This is what you'd hear for 24 hours. nothing. And then turn the radio station back on again and say, how did you like the last 24 hours when there was nothing here? Don't ever take us for granted. Don't ever take the people who advertise on this radio station for granted. They make us possible. People who have been extremely kind to us and extremely kind to me, like Rocky's Autos, like Scott Henderson and Mike Turner. And I could list on and on the people that advertise on this radio station and that have spent their hard-earned money here. Their money doesn't just fall out of the trees. And yet, I get these complaint emails. I get people calling out. You know what? Fine. Goodbye. See ya. We'll just turn it off. We'll go to something else. But yet the management here believes enough in this format, and the people who advertise with us believe enough in the format that they stick with it day in and day out. So stop complaining. Stop bitching and complaining and bothering John Turk and myself with stupid conspiracy theories and jerk emails about this stuff. Just knock it off and spend your energy and your time trying to change the direction of America, which is what this whole thing is all about, is trying to make something happen. Tom in Evergreen. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Not good, man.
Other than the obvious.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, I hope I can lighten things up for you here. I want to talk about where you were this weekend, if that's all right. It is open phones, right?
Sure, you can talk about anything.
All right, perfect, man. Well, did you enjoy the Rolex?
It was overwhelming. It was great. It was so great. There were like excited moments, and there were heartbreaking moments, and there was all kinds of just interesting things going on and dramas, and most people, look at particularly sports car racing, which is not real as popular as it should be in this country. Most people look at it as being not really a sport. They don't see the intricacies and the things that are involved in it to make it work. And I was fortunate enough to be able to, thanks to the JLo racing team, to be able to have a look behind the scenes at all of the competitors and everything that went on. It was overwhelming.
Definitely. It's phenomenal, man. You know, this is the first year that I haven't been there in about 3 years. Before I moved back to Colorado, I've been back in Colorado about 7 months. I was living in Orlando. So it was just a quick trip up I-4 to, to get to Daytona International. And, the Rolex, talking about people that don't think that, especially road racing, as a sport, I mean, I don't think they understand what it takes to get behind the wheel of a high-performance automobile and drive for 8 hours, it's a great event, and I try and be there every year, and actually I didn't even get to watch on TV this year. I was working all weekend, but how did Montoya do in the prototype class?
Came in second.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
But you know what? And you'll appreciate this story since you know about this. You know about Brumos and Brumos Racing and
sure.
and the late Bob Snodgrass and how hard they've been trying. And at one point in the night during the race, no, actually it was towards early morning. Their number 59 car, and I'm not sure who was behind the wheel. I don't think it was Hurley Haywood, but I can't remember who was behind the wheel. Was leading the race, and it had rained, and the track had gotten slippery, or as they say, greasy.
Sure.
And the car's rear end came loose, and it went into the infield and hit either tires or a fence or something, and put them out of the race.
Oh.
And then my friend Darren Law, I call him my friend, but. That's questionable, but we know each other.
Sure.
He wore a watch that I own, and he wore it in his first stint.
Really?
Yeah, man, for an hour and 45 minutes.
Nice.
And then his second one, before he ever got in the car, it started to have fuel pump problems. This was 58. And it went in the garage, and I'm sitting there with him in the garage about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning while these guys are pulling the car apart trying to figure out why the fuel line is clogged. And I think people would just be amazed at the fact that they can put these cars together and repair this stuff on the fly and get it done. And all of the strategy that goes on behind the scenes, you know, they're monitoring the weather and they're watching, you know, and all the computer information and data that's sent back. And what most people don't realize is, you're right, the skill that it takes to do this, and also that the stuff that they find out by racing these cars eventually makes its way into the consumer area.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was just, God, it was just great, man. It was so, you know, I don't think people appreciate how hard it is to get in and out of those automobiles so quickly, and that they've got a guy who helped, 25-year-old kid from Jacksonville. Was his whole job, was to run out there, hop over the pit wall and pull the driver out, and then help get the other driver in and get him buckled up. Tom, I'm glad you asked, man. I could talk to you for hours about it. It was just amazing.
Definitely, man. And you know, next time you get some time, try and check out Sebring. It's another absolutely,
yeah,
you know, phenomenal race in the American Le Mans series, and it's just, you know, it's always a great time. It tends to be a little bit more of a party at Sebring, you know, as far as the spectators go, but not to say Daytona isn't. But yeah, next time you get a chance, man, try and check out Sebring. It's a phenomenal race.
Yeah.
And you know, real quick, man, I want to tell you one of the greatest things I've ever seen as a spectator at a road race was Paul Newman, 72 years old, I believe it was the year before last year, getting behind him. I don't remember whose car it was, but it was just phenomenal to see, you know, Paul Newman, who is, of course, you know, a phenomenal driver and has been for a long time. But at 72 years old, get behind the wheel of a Daytona prototype car and run a leg of the race.
Yeah, that's why. The whole thing, man, it's full of those kind of stories. I mean, my friend, the doctor, Jim Lowe, he's a neurosurgeon, and then he's a race car driver. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff going on. Tom, call me again when there's open phones, and I don't care if people get offended by this, but you know what? We'll spend 20 minutes and we'll talk about it.
Perfect, man. That sounds good.
Thanks, Tom. You rock.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Boy, I needed that. That was great. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk rolls out traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Things ugly in the high country. Westbound I-70 closed at the Empire Granby exit. We have multiple accidents mixed with bad weather. North of there, Berthoud Pass closed. And if you move further west, you'll need chains over Vail Pass and in both directions at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Loveland Pass is closed, as is Kenosha Pass on 285 all the way to Fairplay. In town, a stalled car on southbound I-25 at Arapahoe Road, making a late mess here in the tech center. Today's weather, windy with a mix of clouds and sun. Look for a high of 33 degrees. Right now it's 26 degrees, but feels like 12 with that wind. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialist, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs, they do it right the first time, which saves you time, money.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Don't wait. Call 1-800-900-3381. That's 1-800-900-3381.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875% regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-900-3381. 1-800-400-5463. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463.
If Patty hadn't signed up at Match.com, she wouldn't be in her bathroom with her boyfriend, Adam, and they wouldn't be brushing their teeth in front of the mirror.
Cinnamon toothpaste is just wrong.
No, you think?
In fact, if Patty hadn't signed up at Match.com, Patty and Adam wouldn't know one another at all.
Why are you in my bathroom?
Yeah, why am I in your bathroom?
Sign up at Match.com. We guarantee you'll meet someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for all the details.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now while there's still time.
All right, 957 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I only got time to jam in one more call, and it's got to be quick. So let me go to Greg in Denver. Greg, quickly, man, it's yours. Take it.
We got it, man. Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you back. This
thanks.
Is Roy Lyons, and I've never seen you so profound.
I'm sorry. Well, I apologize for getting so angry.
Oh, no, no. Sometimes, you know, you just have to, you know, let the snake out of the bag. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I there's no reason for me to get that angry, but I apologize. But sometimes people just push you to the limit, and there's just, you know, I mean, no matter how much you tell somebody, and what you tell them is based on fact, they just can't swallow it. And it's just like, I shouldn't have done it. I'm wrong. And now I'll feel bad about it for the rest of the day.
No, you shouldn't. So, let me leave me with a joke about the new movie that just came out, starring George W. Bush and Dolly Parton.
Yeah, what's it called?
Can you guess the name of the movie?
No.
The Three Boobs.
You're the best. Talk to you later.
Okay, babe.
All right. That's it for me this morning. I'll be back tomorrow, unless management decides otherwise.
Ron Paul, the Republican candidate for president. Ron Paul served his country as a flight surgeon after the Cuban Missile Crisis. As a young doctor, Ron Paul worked nights in the emergency room of an inner-city hospital, taking care of everyone, whether they could pay or not. As an OBGYN, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies. Dr. Ron Paul knows our health care system needs real change, where patients and doctors are in charge, not big corporations or government bureaucrats. As a congressman for almost two decades, Ron Paul knows our Constitution is there to protect our freedom and limit government. He has never voted for a tax increase or an unbalanced budget. His record clearly shows he will cut taxes and stop runaway spending. People who know him call him the taxpayer's best friend. To learn more about this remarkable man, go to ronpaul2008.com. That's ronpaul2008.com.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by